Leave a message.
Somebody's unavailable to reach. That must be Micah.
Micah's never available to reach.
I'm gonna hang up on you, Micah, and call you back just in case something weird happened, okay? Are you there, Bill?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. I'm gonna hang up on Micah and call him back because of that weird message.
I see his icon.
Yeah.
I gotta see.
Hello?
You're still there.
Hello?
You're there. What happened?
Okay. I was making sure that the sound was only coming through my,
Hello?
Hello?
Micah is not available.
I'm Micah here.
Just leave a not message available. The tone.
I'm right here.
I guess we just keep trying calling him back until he answers.
I don't know why he's not there.
I know. It's weird.
This is dumb.
So, well, we don't really know. I was thinking about kicking him off the show anyway.
You're there, Micah, this time.
Oh.
Oops.
Oops.
God. So, like, the USB wasn't, like, plugged all the way in, and I hit the button, and it was like, no answering for you. And then I went to plug it back in, and then I came back, and it was like... You guys are already talking. So.
Well, I will have to leave a little early today because we're going to go visit a dog.
Oh, yeah. You're getting your doggy today.
We're not going to probably get it today, but we're going to see if it's a good match.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Where are you going to?
I think it's South Denver. I mean, Southern.
Is it like a breeder or like a...
No, it's just she was a dog that was abandoned, and this family that has three dogs already took her in, and the owner didn't want her back, so.
Oh.
We're going to go check her out.
Is it a pit?
It's a pit Great Dane.
Oh, Great Dane.
It doesn't look big, but. I think it's younger than they're making it out to be. They say it's
two. Full grown. It's full grown.
Yeah, they say it's two, but
I think it's a marketing ploy. You guys are gonna get her, and then like in like 3 months she'll triple size, and you're like, oh.
That happened to us once. We got a what are those ones that grow the size of a horse? I can't remember.
Oh,
Irish Wolfhounds?
Yeah, it was an Irish Wolfhound.
Oh, those things are huge.
But we didn't know. The guy we bought them from said, oh, it's a terrier mix or whatever.
Oh,
then
bullshit.
I guess the person had a bunch of dogs, and this person was just like the person that takes care of them. It wasn't the actual owner we got it from. Mm-hmm. And we called the owner and says, man, this dog, all it does is eat and sleep. And it seems to be growing at a rapid rate. What the hell is this little character doing? And they said, you just took our Irish Wolfhound. And my parents didn't want a dog the size of a horse, so we took it back when I was a kid.
Yeah,
I bet.
Yeah, when I grew up, we had a kennel where we boarded animals. And we used to board people used to board their Irish Wolfhounds. There was these three... Why is Windows Defender bugging me? What the heck is Windows Defender?
It's saying Skype is a...
Skype is a virus. It's a malware designed to take your information.
Geek Brunch is a virus. It's you can't...
I mean...
Micah has sent you a package.
Oh, I definitely have sent you a package. don't open it. It says it's an Excel spreadsheet, but don't believe it.
Has a weird extension.
Yeah, don't open those things on Twitter that say, somebody's talking about you. Do you want to see who's talking about you?
No idea.
I've never even opened them, but they just come from weird, you know, they come from people you know, and you're like, why would they send me this shit on Twitter, you know, on an IM? I'm not touching it. And then later on they say, I've been hacked. Don't worry.
Don't open anything from me.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we used to get these three Irish Wolfhounds, and yeah, they're... They're big. Well, because when they're standing or they're on their four legs, they're about chest high. And then when they stand up on their back legs,
yeah,
they're like, I don't know, 8 feet tall or something.
They said they could get as big as a Shetland pony or something like that, you know?
They're big. They're really friendly, though. They're awesome dogs, but they're just giant.
You got to have room for a dog that big.
No doubt. Yeah, I don't know. These people had three of them, so.
Yeah, this dog looks really cool. She just looks young. She looks way younger, you know, for me to handle right now, but hopefully we'll see how that goes.
Dang Pit. I think my sister has a Mastiff Pit.
I think that's what Scooter was. He was 75 pounds, which is really big for a pit bull.
Yeah. Yeah, because my sister has a pure pit and then a pit mastiff. And yeah, the pit mastiff is bigger than the pure pit.
Yeah, she looks really skinny. Like they said that they're just feeding her a lot now. So.
Did someone leave her somewhere or? You know where
they found her, and I guess they found the owner, and there's like, I don't want her. I'll just give her to the Humane Society or something. So they put her up for adoption on like that pet finder, you know, where you could like put the type of breed you want, and they try to match you. Mm-hmm. So they must be outside of the Denver proper because Denver's outlawed pet bulls, so.
Have they?
Yeah. You can't have
them. So stupid.
Yeah, stupid.
Was there a lot of, like, fighting or something?
No, they just, it's just the city council saying the dog
just gave into the hype.
Yeah.
One dog probably bit someone who was fucking with it, and then all of a sudden it became a problem or something.
Yeah.
Well, hopefully they go out of style with people who don't know how to treat dogs.
Mm-hmm.
They're nice dogs. They're just powerful dogs. So,
well, you got to know what you're getting, and they're in the wrong hands. They're extremely strong dogs. So you got to be aware of that. And their jaw is the strongest jaw I think of any breed. So you also have to be aware of that.
Mm-hmm. But if you raise them right, I know they're good.
Yeah.
And my sister has the two, and she had them, I think, before she had her son. So he grew up with them, and when he was a baby, they were very protective of the baby.
Yeah.
He used to crawl all over him and stuff and pull on him, and they loved him.
Yeah, they're good. They're good dogs. They really are. Well, they're like any other dog. Any dog can be good, and any dog can be bad. So.
Yeah, and definitely different dogs have different personalities, so.
Yeah, we had a Heeler pit bull mix, and man, that dog, it was like autistic, and she was amazing though. She was so incredibly smart, but she just had some weird behaviors. But she was always like working, like she couldn't relax, and we found out that the Heeler breed is like that, you know. They're like cattle dogs. Like
jacked up?
Yeah. They'll hurt the kids. So she was always hurting the family. Well, she would always like freak out when I was on one floor and Barb was on the other because she would like,
just trying to put you together.
Hurt us into the same circle.
So she couldn't like relax?
Yeah.
Or you guys were apart?
Yeah. She was always very watchful of everything. Attention to detail. She learned I didn't like my feet touched and took advantage of that. She knew that she could manipulate me and she couldn't manipulate Barb. So she like knew things like, well, I'll go to daddy here. He'll
give in.
Yeah, he'll give in the middle of the night.
She knew which side of the bed to go to, huh?
Yeah. So did you guys go see Dread 3D yet?
I haven't gone to go see it yet, but I'm afraid that it won't be in theaters next week.
Yeah, it's doing horrible at the box office, but it was really good.
I want to see it. It's getting raved.
I'm sure it will be. It's just been like a timing issue.
Even Tom Scholey liked it. Did you see that?
Well, he liked it.
Well, I mean, two of my creators loved it. I mean, Joshua Dysart was posting about it on Facebook, big ol' article, and then Tom Scholey. I'm like, all we need is David Laugham now, and I'm set. Matt Kent and a few others.
Yeah, I wanted to go see it Friday, but I wasn't able to, so. Yeah, I guess I'll have to go see it this week, or else I'm probably out of luck.
Yeah, unfortunately.
So it's good, huh?
Yeah, it is real dark, and if you like Escape from New York and that kind of stuff, and it's done so well. The guy who played McCoy is actually Judge Dredd. I didn't know that. I didn't think he had, because he's such a badass in this one. You know, he's not like, doctor, I'm a doctor, not a, you know. He was so good. And he was really good at, like, showing expression through his jaw, because that's what Judge Dredd does. Like, never takes off the helmet, has to show everything through the lower part of his mouth.
And yeah, it'd be a tough role.
And the woman that played Anderson was fantastic. She was awesome. I had never seen her in anything before except for Juno or something. She was, like, Juno's friend and...
Oh, really?
It was awesome in this movie. And then,
so did you see the 3D version or the regular version?
The 3D version.
Is it worth the 3D?
I think so, because there's like, they do a real good job of like drug simulation, like this new drug that slows down time, and it has like this awesome 3D effect to it. So it's pretty cool. And a lot of the explosions and stuff are done. And then all this takes place in like this huge sky tower building, which is like a maze. So having said that, it looks really good in 3D, like you're going through a maze a lot, you know, where there's, you know, apartments in this building and stuff. It was really cool. I liked it. I'd recommend it. If you like Judge Dredd or you like post-apocalyptic, you know, like Escape from New York and that kind of shit, you really like this.
Yeah. Have you read a lot of Judge Dredd? I think we've talked about it before. I just don't...
I read the Old Eagle series.
Okay.
Which were... I think they were reprints from 2000 AD from England.
Yeah, the one...
Yeah. And they were good because they were like... They did like... They were like really short stories. Like, here's 8 pages, here's 8 pages, here's another 8 pages, and then you got a full comic.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah, I've only read a few issues here and there, so I'm not real familiar with
Dredd. I'm probably the most familiar with Judge Dredd. I'm a fan.
And you haven't seen it yet?
Nope.
I'd like to see if you've probably read more than I have. I mean, I have like the first 18 issues of the Judge Dredd series, and then I read the DC version, but that was a really different version of Dredd because it just didn't feel the same. Like,
was it an original?
Yeah, it was original material.
Okay, so it wasn't reprinted.
Yeah, British stuff. They had like, I think it ran for 2 years. It was Judge Dredd and something like Judge Dredd, I'm the Law or something like that. And I bought both of those series, so I'm somewhat familiar. I never read the 2000 AD magazine, but I have read a lot of the offshoots of 2000 AD, like DR and Quinch, and I think Alan Moore did that. And then I've read Necromonicon? What was it called?
Oh, Necronomicon?
Nemesis.
Oh.
It was like a weird creature in metal armor, and Robo Hunter. I read some of Robo Hunter, which is kind of like, you know, Magnus Robo Fighter, but not quite. And there was a couple other ones. There was a Berserker. I think that was his name, Berserker. He was like a Conan the Barbarian. The ABC Warriors or something like that.
Yeah, I heard of that. Is that Moore too?
Yeah, there's a lot of...
I think I've heard of the Moore stuff because
there's a lot of creators that worked on the Eagle books. Well, I don't know if all of Eagle was reprints, but that became Vertigo and, you know, popular in the U.S. shortly after.
Yeah.
But yeah, Judge Dredd is good stuff. I'll go back and read some of my old Dredd just to see. And then IDW has a new comic coming out, Judge Dredd, that I'm going to check out.
Right. Can't remember if I pre-ordered that one or not. Might have gotten cut from my list because my list was too long. I was cutting back.
Yeah, I'm struggling with it, but man, I get to a good point where I'm like, I got the list to where I want it to be, or it's getting to that point, you know? And then I go read some of the shit that I took off the list.
Oh, that was and it's piling
like,
up.
It's like the worst thing you could fucking do.
That's a bad idea. Just wait until after it's too late.
You could say, you know, I don't like, I'm going to stop this. I'm not reading it, or I'm not caught up on it. And then you're like,
you catch up.
You read it, you get caught up, and you're saying, why did I cancel this? I don't know.
Like, damn it, I like this. Now I need to know where it goes.
That happened to me this weekend. I read Grim Fairy Tales Annual, which I still get Grim Fairy Tales from Zenoscope. And the only other one I get is Irresistible, about the guy that got the wish and became irresistible to women. Those are the only two books that I get currently. I mean, I like The Theater a lot. And
that was an ongoing, though. Wasn't
no, that one's over. And then The Fly, which is a Raven Gregory series, which ended, but Fly 2 is coming out, so I'll be picking that up. But yeah. Anyway, I read the annual, and the annual kind of sucked because it like started this awesome story about the Greek gods trying to come into power in today's world, and focuses on Venus and Ares and Zeus, and you know, all kinds of cool shit is going on. And it started in the annual and then jumped over to a one shot, which I just happened to buy. But then it spawned off its own series, so I'm like,
What was the one shot?
It was called Angel. And it didn't even look like it was the same thing, but that angel was daughter.
What are they trying to like drive away readers or what? Like make it as confusing as possible where the story is going to go. Just jump to random titles.
It is confusing, but I had to. I tracked it down, so I think it starts in the annual. It goes to Angel. Well, at the back of the annual, it says you need to buy Angel. Okay, I just happened to buy it, so I didn't have to worry about it. And then at the back of Angel, it says nothing. So I'm like, well, where does this thing continue to? You know, because I want to read it. Because I was like, I'm getting sucked into this. Because Venus is a real bitch, and I want to know why she's trying to make gods prominent again in today's world. So they're going to be worshipped again. And then Zeus is opposing her. Hades is in hell, and he's tied up, and she's manipulating him, but he's never going to join her. And then Poseidon is weird. He's like hanging out on the beach, and they think he's a bum. But it seems like he's going to be the hero of the story. It seems like they're setting him up to be.
Sounds like it.
But it's awesome because this girl's like, this creepy guy just came and gave me a shell, and the shell was making these weird sounds. And then the boyfriend says, I want to go kick his ass. And he just walks by the boyfriend and pulls off his shorts and throws them in his face and then goes into the water naked. I'm like, that's awesome. He looks like a bum at the time, but it is cool. Every time I think I'm getting out of Zenoscope, they suck me back in.
So what's the new series?
It's God Will or something like that.
Oh yeah, there was like a God something. I remember seeing that in previews.
Yeah, so I'm gonna. But that's only gonna be 5 issues, so I think I'm gonna jump on that one.
I think I might have picked up that annual in a bin, but I don't think I have the Angel, so I'm screwed. Just screwed.
Well, it depends on what year of annual you got. You probably maybe you got 2011 annual. This was the 2012 annual, so.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
That probably spawned off something else, and I probably haven't read the 2011 one. I don't know. I just felt in that mood this week, because I like prepared nothing, and I had no DC noise, so I was like, I'm just going to read everything that I want to, whatever I feel like reading, and I just like was going through a box. I said, oh, this looks interesting. I read it, and it was good.
Must be a nice freeing feeling to just be able to not be forced to read something and be able to choose from whatever you want.
Yeah.
Although perhaps overwhelming.
Well, I could pretty much do that with DC Noise because it's just...
That's true.
I was going to say, like, it doesn't really matter anymore, does it?
Well, we do some kind of planning, but it never works out. Like, me and Daryl say, or we'll text each other, says, we'll talk some Batman or something, and when we start, and then something happens, and we're not talking Batman, so...
So it doesn't matter anyway.
Yeah.
I'm trying to find what that... I'm trying to see if I ordered any... What the last Zenoscope I ordered was...
Yeah, some guy was on Twitter just asking me about Zenoscope, and I think that like triggered me saying maybe I should go check out a few copies to just refresh
like,
my memory.
Is Zenoscope any good? And you're like, I haven't really read that in a year.
No, I've read Irresistible, and I liked it, and I finished Fly, but as far as like Grim Fairy Tales, I've fallen really behind, and I tried the Alice in Wonderland ones, and I really don't like it, and I don't know if it's because I don't. I've never watched Alice in Wonderland, believe it or not.
You hate everything
I've never,
that ever
I've
has
never,
to do with it.
I've never read it, but it just seems like a drug thing. Like, it seems like Pink Floyd the Wall or something. It's just weird, man. And I don't know. I just can't get into that property. But there's a lot of good stuff on Zenoscope.
But don't they put the naked chicks on the cover?
They put real sexual stuff on the cover, but it's not what's inside. I mean, yeah. Yes, there you'll get a like ass shot, but
the booty cover.
Yeah, you'll get a booty cover and maybe a couple shots inside that are like positions that you know a woman wouldn't
inhuman positions.
Yeah, but hey, I'm a dude. I like that, so I'm okay with it. But story wise. Like, if you just changed it just a little bit, there's really good story behind everything. Yes, there's the sexy women buy it, and I think that's what drives the sales is, you know, they cater to that audience. But really, if you look at the content of it, I think you'll get sucked into the stories because they're pretty damn good. Even Barb has read the first two or three trades. And she enjoys it. She likes the fables, so she enjoys Zenoscope for what it is.
Yeah, I like the Grim Fairy Tales stuff.
Yeah.
Of what I've read of it. I have some trades of that.
Yeah, the opening of the Angel story was pretty crazy because it starts in a courtroom and there's this guy that's polluting, like he's like in an oil company or some type of chemical company. And I guess employees are accusing them because they're getting cancer like 25 times higher rates than you know any other normal place. It's just like escalating in that one area.
That's a problem.
And they're writing it off to other things that are in the atmosphere at the time and stuff like that. And then she brings up and she says, well, what about Rockford? And he goes, who the hell's Rockford? You know, he's on the stand and he's like, Rockford's a little pet bull puppy. And when they said that, they already had me, right? Already had the story, and they're like, "Yeah, one of your employees had a pet bull puppy, and you know, when he lost his wife to cancer, the dog was his everything, and they found like just tumors like growing at a rapid rate inside of that dog, and he just like flipped out and jumped her in, off of the stand, and you know, obviously showed his guilt because." They said Rockford, you know, you said the cancer was caused by blah, 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 but Rockford's nowhere near that. He's near the runoff of your chemical plant, you know? And he just flipped out and attacked her.
It's always a bad move.
But that lawyer that, you know, did that turns out to be Zeus's daughter. So there's lots of cool shit. I've always liked the Greek stuff. And I always liked the drama behind it because it seems like no matter what you read, the gods hate each other. Like they're constantly manipulating each other. Like, oh, Zeus got this woman pregnant, so I'm gonna go fuck with so and so. And you know what I mean? You watch Clash of the Titans, and that's what it's all about. It's all about drama and revenge of the various gods protecting their children or going against their children or all kinds of crazy shit. So I'm all about that. It's good stuff. I read some good stuff. I was in a Marvel mood. And X-Men Legacy turned out to be really crazy, which the only reason I read that is because I wanted to get the crossover stuff because I'm enjoying Avengers versus X-Men. And
that's still going on.
Yeah, 11 came out, and I think the story wraps up this month. I think 12 is it. And then we deal with all the new, what do you call it, Marvel Now?
Marvel Now.
And I think there's like a consequences, like Avengers versus X-Men consequences title that comes out. But I like that title a lot. And I like the crossovers for the most part because you don't have to read the crossovers. You really don't. The main series gets you from point A to the end, but what it does is it just fleshes out some of the details. And they do a really good job of, you don't need to know the details, but if you want to know a little bit more, you'll get the other details. Well, Magic was keeping the Avengers in hell, you know, in her little, because she's a teleporter, she can zap them. I've never been a fan of Magic, but she has...
I like her.
What is her name? She's a
Ileana?
Colossus's daughter. Or no, sister.
Sister.
And this, I've read these out of order. So, like, right now in Avengers versus X-Men, there is only one that has the Phoenix Force. And at this point, she had the Phoenix Force, and she was jailing a lot of the Avengers in her little private hell. And Rogue was helping... gather the Avengers and putting them there, and Rogue realized that they're trying to force a utopia on Earth that just didn't seem right the way they were doing it. So she turns good. She tries to help free Miss Marvel, and then is her name Ileana?
Yeah,
Ileana ports her. I guess she can port people anywhere. But she seemed to, I didn't know she had the ability. I thought she can teleport anybody, like Nightcrawler could teleport. Mm-hmm. And I thought she could teleport people to her private hell. But it seems like she ported Rogue to a planet. I don't even know where the hell this planet was. And then it turned into like a sci-fi adventure where there was two clans of aliens that kept fighting each other. One was like the Borg. In other words, they were a part of the hive, and you thought as one and you could think as each other. And they tried to absorb everybody, and the other one was like just a barbaric society that didn't want to become part of the hive, and they were fighting, and then she brought like peace to their world. It was a pretty cool story. And then when she got back, she was dealing with the ramifications of Avengers versus X-Men, and then dealt with her relationship with Magneto. So, yeah, there's just some cool shit. And Christos Gage, he could write stuff that, like, genres I don't really give a shit about, and I still like it because I like his writing. So there's some writers that can write stories in genres and stuff that I don't like, and take a book totally off course, and which would normally get me upset, and I still enjoy it. What else are you guys reading?
Stuff. I read the Young Avengers Children's Crusade thing, the hardcover of it. That's a weird series. Doesn't seem to make much of any sense. I don't like it.
They brought Scarlet Witch back, right?
Yeah, they brought Scarlet Witch back. And so that's been like a thing in the Young Avengers, is that the character Wiccan believes that him and Speed, which is still the worst name in comic books ever, are the children of Scarlet Witch. And so this time, like, he sets out to go find her, and like, it's just really dumb shenanigans, like, from there on out. So, like, I don't know how much of it... it's hard to talk about it without spoiling it, because, like,
it's
all the
old
dumb stuff,
already. It's almost...
Is it already old?
It's already about...
It was delayed forever.
It's already about 6 months or 8 months old, so I would say do it.
All right, so here's how this works. So, the Young Avengers are doing something... Like, they're out fighting Who's like the racist group with the snakes? Sons of the Serpent, anyway.
Oh, okay.
So they're fighting them, and one of them ends up, like, I don't know, like, knocking out Hulkling, and he has a nuclear bomb strapped to his back. And so Wiccan knocks everybody out, like, just knocks all the bad guys unconscious. And then, like, Captain America throws a hissy fit, and he's like, you could have killed everyone. You don't even know what you're doing. And so, like, they just started dropping Scarlet Witch references, like, every 3 seconds. Like, all the X-Men were just, like, not all the X-Men, all the Avengers were, like, remember what happened with Scarlet Witch? So they were, like, kidnapped. So they, like, are just going to put him in, like, Avengers Mansion jail. But then, like, the Young Avengers come and break him out. But then they go back to jail. And then break out. Then Magneto shows up to break them out again. It's a really strange sequence of events. But Magneto shows up and he's like, you're my grandkids. And we got to go find Scarlet Witch. And the whole time, Eli, who is the entire book, Eli's like, don't trust that dude. And then, like, that's his whole, like, his entire motivation.
Is Eli, like, the other son? Is Wiccan? Is that Eli?
No,
or
no, Eli is Patriot. Sorry.
Oh, okay.
He's like the Captain America,
right?
Like,
right.
Knockoff character. And no, he doesn't trust anybody. The entire book. That's his only motivation. Is that I don't trust any of these people that he's involved with, basically. And which makes sense because Magneto is a bad guy, even though he's an X-Man now or whatever.
He's a good guy now.
He's a good guy now, but but Patriot doesn't trust
Scott,
him.
Scott Summers is the bad guy now.
God, that's just, the whole thing is, and the book, because it's been delayed for like there's because like when did the first issue come out? The first issue I remember coming out like forever ago, and it was bi-monthly, except for when it was like every 3 or 4 months because shit took too long.
It's still by Alan Heinberg, though, isn't it?
Yeah, it's all Heinberg.
So that's probably why it's late. I mean, that's it's all him. He's got other stuff that's too important. And Marvel has some kind of loyalty to him where they, like...
Yeah, they only let him write
Young Avengers stuff. We'll do a crossover, like, in Secret Invasion and give it to somebody else. But as far... If it has Young Avengers, we're only letting you touch your own prop... Like, it's not, like it's his property.
It's like he did it or something.
Some kind of loyalty. Well, he did do it, but...
He did, though. Like, but it's like... It isn't like... It's weird because normally, like, with most creators, they can do a thing. Like, for instance, like, who did the Runaways first?
Oh, shit. Brian K. Vaughn.
Yeah, but it isn't like they like were like, if Vaughn can't do it, then they're not letting anyone else touch the Runaways. But like with Heinberg, right, it's been like it's been him and no one else.
And it's a weird property because it seems like Young Avengers sells pretty damn decent. Do you know what I mean?
It sells great every time they come out.
Unlike Runaways, which has always struggled selling, right? Even when Brian K. Vaughn, it was critically acclaimed, but it wasn't selling gangbusters. Young Avengers selling pretty damn good, and it seems like you'd want to take advantage of it, you know?
Yeah, it's interesting that they maybe now after this is over, they'll let somebody else do Young Avengers stories. Because this seems to be, like, hopefully Heinberg's last Young Avengers story. Not in a mean way, just that, like, it's been... We've gotten, 12 issues, and then these 8 issues, and that's all he's done, essentially.
Yeah.
Like, it'd be cool if somebody else... And not, like, in a crossover way. Like, not in, like, Young Avengers Runaways and Civil War, but, like, actual more Young Avengers stories. Because the characters are cool. Just don't do shit ever. So, but so anyway, they run, like, Magneto takes them off to like some random place in the mountains, and they all dress up in Sound of Music costumes. That's not a joke. They are legitimately wearing Sound of Music costumes, and because apparently in this one area in the middle of like Midwestern Europe or something like that. In the fictional town of something that's close to Latveria, apparently no one has heard of the future, and they're all still wearing like 1900s get-ups, but that's, you know, whatever.
That's a, like, gypsy get-up type near Latveria, because Latveria has got a lot of gypsy. They look like, you know.
No, it's the sound of music stuff.
Ah,
Like, it's so it's straight up like.
There's a monarch there, like Doctor Doom.
Well, the thing is, like, they're not in Latveria at first. They go to what's this place called? Transia, Wundagore Transia, which apparently is where Scarlet Witch was born.
Oh yeah, that's where that cow was. It all comes back to that.
Oh, that cow. Okay. From the Ultra, what's his face?
Yeah.
Not Ultra Humanite. That's a DC character.
I know who you're talking. Evolutionary, High Evolutionary.
Yeah, High Evolutionary. Yeah,
I think
from that dude.
Silver had a his own series there for a while, and they focused on that area.
Okay, did they all wear like 1900s costumes then?
I don't remember. I didn't read the series. I just remember it came out. I'd check it out because I think it was like a cool creator that was writing it, like Ostrander or something. But
they run around, right? And then Quicksilver shows up, and Quicksilver and Magneto have beef. Right, and so Quicksilver is being all angry and stuff, and him and Speed go on like a weird race, and then in an attempt to kill Magneto, Quicksilver accidentally kills someone who looks like the Scarlet Witch, and we're like, oh shit, we didn't even know she was here, but now she's dead. But no, don't worry, it's a Doombot, so it's okay.
There's so many fucking Doombots. I saw four of them in Incredible Hulk already.
So it's a Doombot that looks like Wanda, right? Like it's totally just a Wanda Doombot, and like everyone is super angry all the time, and they're like, "Oh, well, clearly Dr. Doom's involved, right?" And then they're like, "No, it can't be Dr. Doom. It's clearly Magneto, because Magneto hates Dr. Doom, and so he's doing it on purpose to make us think it's Dr. Doom. But really, don't worry, guys. It's Dr. Doom." And then, so apparently, here's what happened. This is awesome Retcon City time. So, back before House of M and all that shit, back when, whatever, Wanda had kids or something, and then the kids died, apparently she went to Dr. Doom for help, right? And Dr. Doom did, like, the evil magic mojo shit on her powers to make her even more powerful, right? And so...
he likes fucking with the heroes, man. He really fucked the Hulk up.
So, like, he went in and gave Wanda superpowers. And so that's why Wanda was able to make the whole, like, House of M universe thing happen. And then... So, this whole thing was actually Doom's fault. And, So, Wanda has been living in Latveria with no powers the entire time, right? And so, like, they're about to get married, but then Wiccan shows up all by himself in Latveria and gets his ass kicked by Doom, like, real hardcore style. But it's okay, because Wanda helps him sort of kind of escape, and then the Young Avengers show up, and then the actual Avengers show up, and there's a big fight in Latveria, and shit's going crazy. And the whole time Wolverine is trying to kill Scarlet Witch, because Wolverine's like, if we don't kill her, shit goes bad, right? Because apparently everybody's still, like, emotionally upset about the whole No More Mutants thing. Like, they're still really mad about this. And so...
well, I mean, I would be too if they killed the
European. Yeah, I mean, sort of. But you live in a comic book. You can chill out. You can get over that.
I'm still dealing with that. That's what a lot of Avengers versus X-Men...
are they still mad? So maybe this is the kickoff to that, right? Because the entire time they're making jokes about like how this is going to end in a really weird bloodbath between the Avengers and the X-Men. So, like, that happens, right? And then Iron Lad shows up. And if people don't remember, Iron Lad is actually the younger version of King the Conqueror. Or an alternate... no.
Oh, yeah, that was awesome. That was in the first series, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's
Kang the Conqueror, yeah.
But he wants to be a good guy. He's not Kang yet. And so...
that was a cool idea, I think.
Good idea. But it's used again, right? But Kang shows up, and then all the Young Avengers have, like, all the emotional feelings around each other, because some of them like Kang. I guess they all kind of like Kang, except for Vision. Vision doesn't like Kang, because his girlfriend is more in love with Kang than with him, because he's a robot or something. I'm not quite sure how that works out. But Kang shows up, and they go into, like, the time stream, and they just wanted to help Wanda remember that she's the Scarlet Witch because she deserves to have her memory back or something. And then Jack, some dude she killed. I've never seen this dude. That's not true. I have seen him before, but like I don't remember what Jack the Knight or something like that. I don't know. Anyway, some dude that was dead explodes and gives her powers back essentially, and it's like. Also, who's the Atom? Not the Atom. Ant-Man. But not Ant-Man. The one that died.
The one that died, Scott Lang?
Yeah, he comes back from the dead, too.
Ah.
So they bring back him from the dead. And
Well, that's because he's the one daughter is a member of that group, right?
Yeah, like, she's alive.
What is her name?
Stature. I forget her, like, real name. I'm trying to find this dude.
What about the Hawkeye girl?
She's in it too.
What is her? Do you know her name? Just out of curiosity, because I just read Hawkeye number 2, and I think it's her, but I don't know her first name, and they only call her
Kate. Yeah. First name's Kate. I can't remember.
Oh, I need to look at my Hawkeye and see if I can see if.
What is this dude's name? His name is Jack the something or another. Jack of Hearts.
Uh-huh. Oh yeah, he died and disassembled. You're looking at all the heroes that died out of disassembled, which the Avengers spawned off of. Jack of Hearts blew up the fucking whole Avengers mansion.
That's what
happened. Langas ended up dying in that explosion.
See, the only one I read was Thor, which had nothing to do with disassembled, really. So, like, I missed out.
It was pretty damn cool, actually, because man. They really started writing Jack of Hearts and Scott Lang pretty damn good, because that was like, I think right after Jeff Johns' run, and then Bendis started taking over again. It was good.
Like, I only read House of M, which was
Jack the Knife. Did you say that earlier? Is his name Jack the Knife?
I might have. Like, I can't remember this name, this dude's name. But yeah, so he explodes again, and but Scarlet Witch has her powers back now, so everything is cool. And they brought back What's-Her-Face's dad from the grave, and he's all confused because like he's supposed to be dead, but not really. And then the X-Men show up, and Cyclops is all like super aggro, like he's so angry right now. And so the Avengers fight over who gets to put Wanda in jail. Essentially, like everyone is really really mad about this. Right, and so there's a big fight for no damn reason. And then there's not a fight anymore. Because Wanda can give the mutants back their powers. But she needs Dr. Doom's help to do it. But Dr. Doom's an asshole. And they shouldn't trust him. But everyone's like, no, you have to trust him. He's a good guy. He's clearly a good guy in this situation. Because he's like not trying to kill us right now. And so they go into like a prayer circle with Wiccan and Doom and Scarlet Witch. And they're going to, like, undo the No More Mutants thing, right? But Eli shoots an arrow at them because he's like, I don't trust this dude. And it ends up fucking the whole shit up. And so the mutants will get their powers back. But Dr. Doom turns into, like, super god Dr. Doom. And he's, like, all healed. Like, his face isn't burned anymore. And he's all, like, white Jesus dude. And he comes, like, wearing, like, white robes and stuff like that. And he's like, I can do whatever the fuck I want. Because now he basically has, like, all the powers in the world. And then they have to fight him. But the Avengers can't beat him. And the X-Men can't beat him. But the Young Avengers, like all these 16-year-old kids, go up there and somehow manage to kick his ass. And then, And then that's over. And then after that part of the story, Wanda's like, you're my kids. How cool is that? And then they run off to do whatever. But then Stature dies. And Vision gets exploded. So he's dead. And Iron Lad gets all super angry and runs to become King the Conqueror. And
Stature died?
Yep, Stature died.
Wow, how did she die?
Doom's crushed her. Oh, he hit her with a laser beam. But when he was like Super Doctor Doom, when he
I'm confused. So Scott Lang is back.
Yeah, Scott Lang is
back. Scott Lang is back and his daughter's dead, so they kind of just switched places again. That sucks.
It does suck. It was a stupid, like.
I really like Scott Lang, but that just sucks that they had to kill off Stature to.
they didn't have to. They just did it. And they foreshadowed, like, she was going to die, because earlier in the book, they were like, you know what happens with magic? If they bring her dad back, then that means you might die. And, like, well, he's dead. Like, as soon as you saw Scott, you're like, yep, she's a goner. And so she tried to fight Doom by herself, and then Doom, like, laser beamed her to death. And everybody was really sad. But then Eli's like, if I hadn't shot Dr. Doom with the arrow, then the mutants have their powers back and no one would be hurt. And so I can't be a superhero anymore. And so he goes off to whine about his life or whatever. And then Hawkeye was like, I don't even have powers. I was supposed to be in charge and I fucked all of it up, so I'm going to leave. And then somebody else left and everyone else left and there's no team anymore. It's basically just Wiccan. And so he like sits in his room crying a bunch. And then him and Hulkling get engaged, I guess. Like, I think this is what happens. And then that's like the, so that's essentially the end of the story, right? But then there's more pages in the back. There's like this weird thing that happens. So like the story's over. The Young Avengers are like kind of allowed to be heroes, but since they're not a team anymore, they're not heroes anymore. So then like that's actually the end of the story. Like there's a statue for Stature, and then that and for Vision and for somebody else. I don't even know who the other dude is. But so that's the end of it. And then they put in like the first 8 pages of Uncanny X-Men number 526, which is like Magneto finding the picture of Wanda's kids, like from before House of M or something like that, while they're rebuilding Utopia. Or, yeah, they're building Utopia. And so he finds the picture and he's sad. And then after this is all over, they have this other section of the book, which is basically this alternate future story where it's apparently Young Avengers number 1, but like not Young Avengers number 1. It's with King the Conqueror, and Stature is the Wasp, and Hawkeye is just up like old school 80s Hawkeye, and the Vision is like the old Vision, but he's wearing a white suit. And Eli is Captain America, and Sam is a woman who's the Falcon, who's apparently his wife, and he has a kid, and Hulkling turned into Captain Marvel, and, like, Speed is Quicksilver. And they're running around, like, killing shit, right? Like, they're just going through this planet, destroying stuff. And Iron Lad shows up, and he's all like, fuck you guys, what are you doing? And then they tell, like, a weird version of their origin story where they fought Electro. And, like, Kang is trying to convince Iron Lad that he's not actually a bad guy. He's destroying all these worlds because all the worlds he destroys are evil. And then Iron Lad is like confused. And so he's like, so if I go back in time, I won't actually be evil. I'll be a good guy who think is evil. You know, like sort of, but that's not kind of what's happening because whatever. But then, so Iron Lad goes back in time to a point in the Young Avengers story that we were reading just now. And then as soon as he leaves, Kang the Conqueror turns around and goes like, yes, and he went back in time, and now he will kill the Avengers. And then like the Young Avengers are like, ha 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 ha, laughing. It's really strange. It makes no fucking sense. It is incredibly stupid. Like, incredibly stupid.
I don't know. I think I'd like it.
Was it the same discussion. Writer on that one?
Yeah. No, same writer. It's all Heinberg.
So tied in, loosely tied into the main story.
Yeah. No, it definitely ties into the main story. It's just like, we're never, like, it's kind of a dumb thing that they added into the end of the story for some reason, but I'm not quite entirely sure why, because it's never going to be dealt with ever, at least not by Heinberg. Because it'll take another 80 years for him to write another issue of this book.
I'll get another one in 5 years.
And I'll be back. I'll get it from the library when it comes out.
Is that where you got this one?
Yep. $35. Holy shit. Like 9 issues of comics? No, 9 issues. 10 issues of comic books.
Yes, it's not too bad.
No, I mean, it's hardcover and everything.
Hardcover, yeah.
But I have, like, whatever. Like, it's not bad. It's just, like, the ending is so weird. And, like, so much weird shit happens. And it was kind of confusing at times. Like, And Dr. Doom is so clearly an ass. I think I would have felt better if they didn't, like, break up the Young Avengers at the end of the book. Because honestly, like, it felt dumb seeing as how this happens all the time with them. Like, this is what they do. They go on an adventure, and then something weird happens, and they're like, I'm sad. I can't be a hero anymore. Like, especially with Eli. They do it with Eli, I think, once a story arc, where they're like, he does something, and then they're like, oh, I'm not cut out for the superhero stuff. I gotta leave. It's like, yeah, you do that every 3 months. It actually doesn't work anymore. You should just stay a superhero. You already know what's going to happen, so. I think I'd have liked it overall more if that wasn't what happened. Because the whole book is just shenanigans. Like, it's complete bullshit. Like, every time you turn the page, like, there's some weird shit happening that doesn't actually make sense, but it's cool to see anyway. Like, the Wanda Doombot literally came out of nowhere. Like, out of literally nowhere. She didn't exist at all. And then throwing, like, spears at Magneto. And then all of a sudden, there was Wanda Doombot being killed. So, whatever. Fun read. People should go read it from the library. Don't buy it, though.
I have it. I just haven't read it yet. I don't know when I'll get around to it.
It seems like your opinion of it changed because you started saying you didn't like it and then you ended with you like it.
I think it's ending is stupid.
Well, I think there's execution things he doesn't like, but I think overall a lot happened and he likes it.
I like most of the story. It just there are execution flaws. I think the story is, and certain character like things that show up here and there that I'm like, I feel like these characters should be over from by now. Like Eli should not have the same like I'm not good enough to be a superhero thing anymore. Like that got handled like years ago, and Hawkeye shouldn't be worried about how good of a leader she is. Like that got handled a while ago. Like she's a good enough leader. This is a weird situation. Like you were dealing with like the Scarlet Witch and Doctor Doom and shit like that. Like this is a little bit above your pay grade. So take a step back and go, wow, that wasn't so bad. You know? They're just so hurt all the time about all this stuff. Shouldn't be that big a deal for them anymore.
Yeah, I was thumbing through my Hawkeye and it was Kate. Yeah. I guess the only bad thing is David Aja draws her like she's almost his age, you know, like.
Same age as Hawkeye.
Well, yeah, as old as Hawkeye.
Weird. She's like 30 years younger than him.
Yeah, I know. That's why it threw me off. But then she never like dresses up in this. She's just working with him on this one case, and. He says she's a pretty badass archer, just like almost at his equal. And he mentions her as Kate, but you never hear her other. What was her superhero name? Was it Hawkeye?
It becomes Hawkeye. Originally, it was like something stupid. They tried to call her Mockingbird at one point in time, but that didn't work. Mm. It's been Hawkeye since at least like issue 7 of.
Yeah, that's kind of what they said here, but I remember in the first series, I don't remember
her. It wasn't Hawkeye in the first series.
Yeah.
No. Let's see if I can find it on the internet. But I read that. I read Superman Up, Up, and Away, which is the 1 year later story.
Oh, that was good. I like
it. Yeah, I like it. I mean, there's nothing to say. Superman has no powers, then gets hit by a train and has powers, and so. And then he fights Lex Luthor, who found Kryptonian technology, and it turned into giant crystal monsters that were rampaging through Metropolis. And it's the same story you always get, where it's like, Lex Luthor is like, I could do so many cool things, Superman wasn't around to bother me. And then they're like, but he wasn't around to bother you, he's been gone for a year. And he's like, well, fuck that shit, I was doing stuff, I was busy being evil, and Superman is awful. And then he fights Superman and gets his ass kicked, and that's how it goes.
I read Avengers versus X-Men number 5, the one where they just have, it's like Fight Club.
Okay, question. Are there two different series going on, or is it, like, is there...
You got Avengers spelled out, like, Avengers versus X-Men, and then they have like, round 1 through 12, and that's the main event. And then AVX is Fight Club.
that's where I got confused, because, like, I kept seeing AVX and Avengers, and I was like, isn't it the same shit? But it's not, because one's on issue 11, and one's on issue, like, 4 or 5, and
yeah.
I was so confused. Because they had the same logo and everything. All right, go ahead.
Yeah, this was interesting, as Matt Fraction, who's currently writing Hawkeye, right? And Lionel Francis Yu, whose art style I absolutely hated about, I don't know, when he first came out, and now I really like his art style. So it's like grown on me. But it's Hawkeye versus Angel, which, you know, Angel is Angel slash Archangel now. He's still fucking vicious, and you can see him in, you know, Uncanny X-Force. And Hawkeye wins. And I just don't see that fucking happening. I mean, I like Hawkeye as a character more than Angel, but I just don't see with his power and advantage how Hawkeye could ever take him out. And then Psylocke is there too. And he almost like wins by pointing an arrow at Psylocke, who's, you know, like a telepath, right? I don't know.
Right.
So that was a weird outcome. The second one was very, it was like this is the fight before they get divorced. The Storm and,
oh god,
Black Panther.
Fuck that shit.
Well, it was I'm going to say it was really well told. Okay,
sure.
That one was Jason Aaron, which he did a kick-ass Black Panther in Secret Invasion.
That was Secret Invasion, right?
Secret Invasion Black Panther was like the best Secret Invasion out of Secret Invasion. Because to me, Black Panther is the ultimate badass. Like, his country is just can't be invaded. He knows how to run a country. To me, he...
It's like Doom War.
Yeah, Doom, he even beat Doom. Even you could take it for what it is, but he beat Doom by doing. It was a game of chess between those two, and I think Doom War was written really good. But this was really good. But I just don't believe that they would get divorced over this.
No, this happened so quickly.
This is fucking ridiculous, and it even shows their love for each other still. But it's like, I don't know it. It was a good marriage, and why can't heroes be married? Like, why does it all have to be Reed Richards and Sue Storm? There's no other characters that are married now, are they?
Isn't Luke and they didn't bring
up Luke and Jessica.
Oh, I might have gone to New York. Oh,
you
now.
Just went into another story I read. Oh. Luke just recently quit the Avengers.
What the fuck?
So he could hang out with Jessica and I can respect that.
That's better. I thought he quit because, like, I don't know.
But that was like, a crazy ass issue. It's like Daredevil and Luke Cage and Mockingbird and Thing are transporting Emma Frost to some kind of facility where they can keep her because she lost the Phoenix Force. And she's captive now. And then, you know, the religious group, the Purifiers, you know, that hate mutants,
yeah.
They come out in all this badass armor that looks better than Iron Man's armor and start blowing the shit out of the truck that they're in. But before that, it was funny because, like, Emma Frost was going, can you stop? He was talking about his relationship with Jessica, which is cool. You know, he's like, hey, I got to spend more time with my family. I love the Avengers, but I love my family more and all that kind of stuff. And Emma Frost is like, I'm so sick of your fucking whining. Like, you sound like a little girl. He's telling Luke Cage that. And then she goes off on this on their agenda. You know, they were trying to make a perfect utopia. And she's like, well, you two should be able to relate. And Luke Cage is, well, what do you mean by that? And Daredevil says something like to the effect, I think it's because we're both black, she's saying that. And I thought it was funny because you got Daredevil saying that. And I was like, that was such a good line. She's saying we're both black, you people. It's like, you people should be joining in. What is she saying? She's saying because we're both black. Daredevil the blind guy. I like that line, but that was a good Avengers story. So yeah, I'm really digging the books.
That happened in AVX or in Avengers vs. X-Men.
that happened in the New Avengers.
New Avengers. That's with Simon.
And then in Avengers, you had the relationship between Hawkeye and Spider-Woman, because I don't know if you know, but they're kind of a thing now.
Yeah.
And back when we thought Wanda was missing or dead, about 5 years ago when Bendis was still writing it, he had this one shot where Hawkeye goes to Latveria or somewhere. He tracks down Scarlet Witch, and they fuck. I mean, they have this relationship. They get down and do the nasty, right?
That was a Doombot.
Well, yeah, it might have been. But Spider-Woman...
No, definitely is.
I don't think it is.
No, it is, because they referenced it. They referenced it in this book, and then they brought up the fact that that wasn't... Like, Wanda was switched with a Doombot, like... Almost immediately, as soon as Doom found her, which is before Clint showed up and before Jessica Jones showed up.
Well, if they say that in that book, it's sure deceiving if you didn't read that book. Because in Avengers, Scarlet Witch came back, right? And she's currently a member of the Avengers, and she was telling Jessica about them, their relationship and how she wants to get back together and all this. And that's what spun off this... sexual tension as they ended up fighting Negative Man and his goons. Because they were Negative Man and the goons were innocently going after all those cool armor pieces that came out of Fear Itself. Mm-hmm. You know, that those Nazis were using. So yeah, it all links together, but that's funny that the books we read are kind of linking together indirectly.
Yeah.
It's actually kind of cool.
Yeah, because Hawkeye shows up in this book, and Hawkeye and Jessica Jones are like the only Avengers who aren't being complete dicks throughout the entire book. Like, they're like cool people. They're like, why is everyone so stupid all the time? And then, you know, Captain America shows up and there's fights. But yeah.
Yeah, Avengers and New Avengers, they've been good. And then the other book that blew me away kind of is Scarlet Spider, man. I like that book better than Amazing Spider-Man. It's so cool because, do you remember Rocks and Oil? Like, they're fucking evil as shit, right? They've appeared in the Namor book and all this stuff. Well, he's in Houston, and guess who shows up? The Rangers. You got like Texas Twister. It's like the minority group. Texas Twister's a Texan. He's a white guy. And then you got Firebird, who's Hispanic. I think Living Lightning is Hispanic too.
Yes.
And God, I can't. There's one alien, so you got an alien guy called 52. I don't even know who the hell he is. He doesn't speak. I don't know if he's a telepath. I don't even know what he's about. Shooting Star and Red Wolf, who's Native American. So they team up with Scarlet Spider to take out the Roxxon, evil Roxxon CEO. So that was pretty cool. But it was pretty cool because he ends up saving this girl in one issue. Like, he's like swinging and there's an explosion on top of a Roxxon facility. He like saves her, and then she like lifts his mask up and kisses him, kind of like Mary Jane kissed Spider-Man that time. You know, just like pulls it up and kisses him. And then they end up kissing, and then they end up going to bed together. Because he doesn't have any like conscious like Peter Parker. He's a little bit different. Kane is pretty out there. And he ends up sleeping with this girl, and then she starts talking. She says, yeah, I fell off the building because the bazooka backfired. So she's the one that blew up the building, and he just slept with her. I'm like, what the fuck? But Ryan Stegman was drawing 1-6, and damn, he draws good. Because it's like a cross. It's like Todd McFarlane crossed with something else. But it just looked awesome.
Yeah, well, his art's very... Yeah, like McFarlane or Capullo-esque.
Yeah, that's
it. His faces.
But he didn't... Yeah, I don't know what he's on now, but he dropped off that book and some other guy took over. And he was decent. His name is Fahm.
I think
Kevin Fahm or something like that.
Koi Fahm. Koi Fahm.
And he's decent. He's not as good, in my opinion.
Right.
But damn, Yost is writing a damn good story. I really like his shit.
Is it selling well? I'm surprised that it's...
No, it's probably going to be out probably by issue 12. Probably as soon as they flesh out all these new Marvel Now. Yeah.
Is that next month? When does that start?
I don't know. I'm using it as an excuse to drop a lot of everything. I took a picture of like what my weekly shipment looks like, and my Marvel stack has gotten tiny. I mean, and it's even going to get worse when the new ones came out, because I looked at a lot of premises of Marvel now, and I'm not interested. Like X-Men Legacy, I'm jumping off of that one.
Like, I'm trying to figure out. All right, let me. All right, I'm going to look at the Marvel Now Wikipedia page. Telephone. Let's see. Uncanny Avengers. Oh, Cassidy's drawing that book. I don't know if I'll buy it or not, though. Let's see.
That one I'm going to check out.
I like Cassidy art, and Rick Remender's writing it, so it could be good. The team is Cap, Havoc, Rogue, Scarlet Witch, Thor, and Wolverine. All right, and then All New X-Men. This is Bendis' X-Men book, which I'm almost like, but I don't know who the team is. Oh, is this the future one? Is this the one where...
Yeah, I think that's where the past guys come to the present.
Oh, scratch that. I'm off of that. No good. Avengers and New Avengers are... Oh, Hickman's writing that. Shit. That'll be like really good and really complex and really confusing. And he'll be off the book in 6 issues. Is S.H.I.E.L.D. Did S.H.I.E.L.D. finish?
Which one? Secret Warriors?
No, S.H.I.E.L.D. Like the S-H-I-E.
The Hickman?
L-D. The Hickman book, yeah.
Oh, the one with the Galileo and all that?
Yeah, the second, like, there was the first series, I think, and then that was a
I think they came out with 2 more issues, and then it just stopped.
It stopped, right? Okay, yeah. So, let's see. A plus X. What is even that? Oh, Jeff Loeb's writing it. No thanks.
I think that's like a Fight Club again.
Yeah, I'm
it's like. That.
Let's see. It'll be Hulk and Wolverine by Jeff Loeb, and then Cable and Captain America by Dan Slott and Ron Garney. No thanks. Let's see. Iron Man by Killian and Greg Land. Thor by Jason. Ooh, Jason Aaron's writing a Thor book.
Yeah, that one has my curiosity because the Hulk has been so damn good. I mean, I have loved Jason Aaron's Hulk run. That
another
was
Hulk
awesome
by Mark Waid and Lionel Yu.
He did a good job of wrapping it up too before this nonsense starts because. He, like, separated them. He had Doom separate them. And then they went through this period where they were manipulating each other and fighting each other. And now they're back together. Joined.
So, is Hulk again? Like, it's not two different Hulk? Or it's not Bruce and Hulk?
Well, the last issue I read, I can't tell if it's Hulk merged with... Like, we got... It looks like we might have a smarter Hulk. You know, like, they're actually merged.
Will he go to Vegas and run over, like, a mobster shop again?
I don't know. He had... That's how Bruce... Like, he blew up Bruce in early on in Jason Aaron's series, and then he grew back. He, like, reformed, and how he came back so he could have some money is he went to Vegas and did, like, a little Mr. Fix-It thing Bruce did.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah, so it was pretty, it was awesome. Jason Aaron just tried to make a fun book. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
He didn't try to make, like, a revolutionary Hulk, but his run was just fun as shit. I love the Memento piece of it, like that one, stay angry, like the Hulk would be strapped to something and be like, what the fuck just happened? How did I get here? What did Bruce do to me now? It was awesome. But Wade is taking over that book.
Yeah, Wade's right. Doing the Hulk. Some dude who does... TV stuff is doing Deadpool. I'm good on that.
I could care less on that. That's one character that just I cannot
see. Fantastic Four is Mark Fraction. Oh, both are Mark Fraction. So
the only reason I ever read, I dipped my toe into Deadpool, and the only one that I can even stand is the Laughing one, and that's really.
Because he pushes it.
Yeah, I don't know. It's mostly Laugh-Em. It's not because I like the character Deadpool. Yeah.
No. Let's see.
And Kyle Baker did a good job. I like the art. I like the stories. It's just the character I don't give a two shits about.
See, Captain America is Reminder and Romita Jr.
I'm jumping off Captain America. Probably X-Men jumping Legacy. Off. You said Iron Man was Gillen.
Yeah, Iron Man is... Let me go back to find Iron Man again. I lost it. Iron Man is... Yeah, it's Kieran Gillen and Greg Land.
That one I probably jump off of.
Let's see. X-Men Legacy is Cy Spurrier and Tan Ing Huat, and it is about Legion. Oh, no thanks.
Well, I said no thanks because of Legion, and Simon Spurrier is another guy that...
Yeah, you're hot on him, right?
I don't like his writing.
What has he done that I might know?
Well, he's done like the X-Men science stuff, like you know how they have the guy in white, Nemesis, and all them.
Yeah.
He's done those X-Men books, and then he did that one Extermination or something like that. That's in Boom Studios now, with the post-apocalyptic superhero stuff. And
I like that one.
Conceptually, I like it. I just don't like the guy's writing. It just his writing style. Like I don't mind his plots or whatever story he's telling. It's his writing style. Just like Ann Nocenti, just
right.
Catwoman for me and Catwoman Zero.
Is she on the book full time now? Like, is that what?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't remember who the I know some of the books change teams. Wait, oh no, maybe I've been behind. Was Parker still doing Thunderbolts?
He was, yeah.
Okay, so now he's not. Now it's Daniel Way and Steve Dillon. But fuck the lineup. Oh my god.
Who's the lineup of Thunderbolts?
Deadpool, Elektra, Punisher, and Venom, with Red Hulk as the leader. No thanks.
Yeah, that doesn't sound...
Sounds like no fun to me. Deadpool and Elektra and Punisher and Venom in the same book. I don't even know what Venom it is. Doesn't matter. They're all.
They have that Fight Club of X-Men book coming out, which is supposed to be like Battle Royale. And I saw Battle Royale. I don't want to read that.
But did you see one or two?
I saw two.
Yeah, and you didn't like. I knew it's not a good movie.
Well, conceptually, I liked it. Like. I thought it was cool how they were like rushing the island from the Battle Royale 1 because that guy was kind of like they thought of him as a terrorist, at least the adults did.
Yeah.
He was more like a freedom fighter, and they sent that second group in to go take him out. And I thought it was crazy that when they were like separate, like if they got more than 20 feet apart, one of them would, their little timers on their neck would go off. So it kind of had like a Suicide Squad feel to it. Like
that's from in the first book as well. Like
blow your head off. If you, you know,
You don't fight, if you, get too far away from the other people,
or if the heart starts on the other person, you're fucked. So you like have to try to keep your partner alive. So like there were some scenes in there that were awesome, and then there were some scenes, this is two now, that just drug on. Like you're like, look at this explanation's 40 minutes long. It's like a 3-hour movie, and it seems to have chunks of action in between these scenes of a guy talking to the screen. I wouldn't recommend it, but.
Okay, so
if I could edit that movie, I think I could turn it into something I'd like.
I mean, I bet you could.
And I'd take out about 45 minutes of material and make it, you know, under 2 hours.
Oh dear.
How long was it?
It was over 2 hours because it was the only movie I did not finish.
You got to the 2-hour, that's your max.
This last butch was pretty painful. I just don't.
Y'all got to pick better movies. Let's see. Hold on. What else? How long is that movie? 134 minutes, so it's over 2 hours long.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's got to be something special to be worth that.
Even then, sometimes. Even a good movie is. you get over 2 hours, and you're like, all right, buddy, let's wrap this up.
We have a big-ass squirrel in our yard. Fat one.
Fat squirrel. I just watched a movie that was 2 hours that didn't need to be 2 hours.
What did you watch?
I don't remember what it's called. Snow White and the Huntsman, I think.
Oh.
With Twilight Girl.
Did you get that at the library?
Yeah, at the library.
How'd you get it so soon?
I don't know. It must have just come out recently. I don't question these things. I just get an email that says, hey, we got a movie for you. Come pick it up.
I want to see that.
It was okay. But it was like 2 hours and 5 minutes or something, and it did not need to be that long.
That's
unfortunate. And it's very by the numbers.
Mm.
So there's nothing really special about it.
I heard they're making a sequel already, though, so it must. Oh,
yeah. I'm sure it made beaucoup.
Well, it's got my woman in it, so God, she's so sexy.
Will she be back for the sequel?
It's what's her name? The one that Charlize played the
Theron.
Queen? Yeah, Theron. Yeah.
Will she be back?
Probably not. It'll probably be a direct-to-video.
No, I think it'll probably make like,
a new cast. No, it should be a big one.
But like, what's the plot of the second movie? Like what?
I don't know what the plot of the first one is. I think Bill's trying to tell us.
Oh,
what's the plot? The plot is your standard. Oh, I guess they kind of mixed it up a little bit. It's a. Well, I don't want to give too much away, but so the kingdom gets taken over, and Snow White doesn't know she. Or I can't remember if she knows she's Snow White or not. No, she does. She's kidnapped by the evil queen, and then it's all about her getting revenge. And it's funny. So one of the things I noticed about halfway through, or more than halfway through, is I keep calling her Twilight Girl. What's her name?
Kristen Stewart.
Yeah. So I noticed that Kristen Stewart didn't really have a lot of lines. I'm like, wow, they're kind of giving her a lot of lines.
An unemotional Stewart. She can't act, man. She's got no emotion.
She's an excellent dead wall. She's awesome.
She'd be an awesome zombie. Like,
leave her
like
alone.
A movie.
That's my girl.
I'd put her in Walking Dead like as one of the zombies that keeps reoccurring.
She could definitely play like all like the like emotionally dead characters ever.
It's funny because Chris Hemsworth and Charlize Theron have like these long speeches, you know, impassioned speeches that they give throughout the movie. And it's like, interesting how they have all these lines. She doesn't. But she does get her speech near the end, which.
Does he have a war speech, too, where she's like, fight for me?
Yeah, she gives her a big speech. Which, I don't know, I can't really judge it fairly, so. So I don't know if it's, I'll reserve judgment on her her ability to move the army. So, but special effects are awesome. And it wasn't bad, it's just very predictable. And I wish they had done more with it. It seems like they just kind of ended up with this. I think it probably at some points they had ideas for more stuff, but they just ended up after it went through the mill. I think it ended up just kind of a by the numbers movie,
right?
Because I noticed that there were I think three writers on it, so it went through obviously at least three, probably more writers.
Probably went through more rewrites.
It probably went through about 20 writers.
Yeah.
Wow, Bob Hoskins is in that movie. Who does he play?
Did he play a drunk?
No, he plays a dwarf.
Of course he does.
What happened to Bob Hoskins? He was like a popular dude there for a while. And
Mario Brothers?
Is that what killed his career?
If I had to guess, I mean, it didn't help his career, I'm sure.
He's a really good actor, too.
He's a very good actor. It's just, you know, a couple of bad life choices, you know?
And Nick Frost is another one of the dwarves.
I don't know who that is.
The guy from Simon Pegg. That's not true. Yeah. What?
Oh, okay. I do know who that is. I just don't ever recognize his name.
And that movie I haven't seen yet with the alien.
Paul.
I haven't seen that yet.
Some people like it. Some people don't.
I make sure I have that reserve on hold at the library. But it's that's a long movie. I don't know why they made it so long.
I don't know why a lot of movies coming out are so long. I need these just to be shorter.
Well, did you read anything, Bill?
I did read a couple things. So I read, I've never read this before, and it's been out. I don't know if either of you guys have read it. Love and Capes.
Oh.
Yes. Yes.
This is one that I've always heard about, but I've never actually read. So I picked up the number one of the new series Ever After. I think it's the new series Ever After.
They're supposed to be having a baby.
Or maybe this is one previous to the more recent one. This is one right after they got married.
Oh, so that one must be the previous one.
Let me look. Yeah, February 2011. So this is probably prior to the one that's just running now.
That guy went to the Kirby or the Kubert School.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
It's a very cartoony style in this one. But so this is my first jaunt into this world. So this is the kind of superhero romance. So it's about the superhero in this town in this series, he just got married to this regular bookstore owner. And it's him dealing with being married. They're actually looking for a new apartment. They're looking for a new apartment. And they show him and he's hanging out with Darkblade, who is another superhero in the town. And Darkblade is dating a woman, I can't remember her name, Amazonia or something like that. So it's pretty much like a soap opera, I guess, about superheroes. And it was good. I liked it. And man, that he packs a lot of content into this issue.
Is it really wordy or?
There's a lot of words, but it's not overly wordy. He just, it's definitely not decompressed. It's more compressed. So like every page has pretty much 8 panels, and in every panel there's at least 2 or 3 dialogue balloons, bubbles. So you definitely get your money's worth with this. I liked it. So if you're into relationships, I guess it kind of reminded me of a superhero version of True Story, Swear to God.
Oh, that's a good compliment. Which we just gave 2 prizes away. Which I gotta ship them out.
It had the same kind of vibe. So did you say you guys read this before, Micah? You read it?
I haven't. Micah said he has. If he's there.
Apparently we lost
him. I was on mute. Shit.
It's like, I read it.
The sound of me drinking water to like come through the podcast or whatever. So I put myself on mute and then forgot I did that. Anyway, yeah, no, I read, I think, an issue or two of the older series. That was like 5 years ago.
Something like that.
Yeah, it was about 5 years ago.
I bought the trade, I think, from 2 cons ago, and I just never read it. Maybe I ought to dig it up. I was especially interested because I've seen him in 2 panels. I saw him in the IDW panel.
I remember it being cute.
And the Kubert panel.
Yeah, it's cute. It's well done, though. I think that this could go either. Yeah. Like, it's kind of afraid to try it out because it could be horrible. But the writing's actually really good, so. You can tell he's definitely into it, so it was well done. And the art is cartoony, but it works, so. I enjoyed it. It was a fun read. And then I read a new trade paperback that just came out that I was very excited to get. You may have heard of this property. It's called Alien. So this is Alien Illustrated.
New trade?
What?
There's a new trade of Alien?
There's a new... Yeah, well, it's a new reprint of the original trade that adapted the first Alien book that came out in 1979.
Wow.
Is it from Dark Horse or what?
It's brought out by Titan Books.
Ah.
Written by Archie Goodwin. Art by Walter Simonson.
Wow.
So this is... It's a reprint that... I guess this was originally in Heavy Metal Magazine. Serialized in Heavy Metal Magazine. And then there was a collection that they brought out back in the, I don't know, probably 80s. But I think that's hard to find and probably
pricey.
Yeah. So Titan apparently got the rights to it, and they brought out two versions of this, or actually there's two versions of this coming out. So this was the first one, and this is a color version, which is, what are the dimensions of it? It's bigger than a comic, so it's probably, I don't know, I'm very bad at estimating sizes. Oh, here we go. Oh, it's a piece of paper size.
8.5 by 11.
I know that number.
So it's about 8.5 by 11. So it's bigger than a normal trade paperback, but just a little bit bigger. And it's in color. And they're also bringing out an artist's edition.
Oh,
which
cool.
Is full size, black and white, obviously, because it's printed from the original art. And I was thinking about getting the artist's edition, but I'm kind of happy just with this version because I like that they printed it a little bit bigger than regular size, like the oversize. I'm glad they printed the oversize because you can see the artwork, I think, well enough in this version. And this is actually more manageable to read. So I think in terms of to read, this is definitely the version to get.
Yeah.
First thing I'll point out is the artwork. So this is pretty early Simonson artwork. I don't know. Well, obviously 79. I'm guessing that's around when it first started, right? Probably.
Simonson?
Up. Yeah. I'm not sure what he did before this, but obviously it's before he did all the work on Thor and X-Factor and all that. So this precedes that.
Similar style?
It is a similar style, but it's a little bit different. It's probably a little different also because he was, the faces and everything are from the, like, based on the actors. So Sigourney Weaver, you can tell is Sigourney Weaver, etc.
It happened 6 years into his career.
Okay.
So, yeah, his first published work was Weird War Tales number 10. And that was in 73, January of 73. And Alien happened 6 years later, so.
Okay. But a little bit different than his later work, but you could style things that are the same. Like when it hit, like the strokes he uses, like in the details and stuff, you can definitely tell that that's Simonson. And when there's like blood flying and stuff, you can definitely see the Simonson in that. After reading this, at first you'd probably be like, this doesn't look like Simonson, but then you'll notice like little Simonson things throughout. And the art itself, in terms of like storytelling, is phenomenal. So even back then, he knew how to tell a story, because once you start reading this, it's amazing the storytelling that he put into this.
Yeah, I just recently picked up the Judas coin or something like that.
And came out yet?
It's out.
Ah.
I have it. It's a hardcover from DC.
Yeah, it's probably my next shipment, which was delayed.
Ah, why?
This preview shipped late this month, so it doesn't ship until next Wednesday.
Ah.
So us to monthly shipping have to wait. It'll be a big box though, 5 weeks.
Wow. There'll be a lot of weird pictures and books in there. A lot of new stuff that I've never heard of.
Hopefully.
Oh, I'm pretty sure there will be. I've never even heard of them releasing an Alien book out of Dark Horse. I thought Dark Horse still owned the rights. I didn't know they could do that.
Well, probably because this was published through...
Yeah, but usually it's by property. That's why G.I. Joe, they could publish Marvel and...
Yeah. That's... I don't know. Apparently.
Yep. Like Ninja Turtles is publishing Mirage stuff and Archie and everything IDW is doing right now. Are you breaking up, Bill, or is it just me? Micah, are you there?
I'm here. Bill's breaking up a little bit.
Okay.
You got a little bit robot there.
How am I now?
You're better.
Okay. None of the porn has stopped you. Better.
Yeah, you start downloading stuff.
My computer downloads this porn automatically. I don't know what's going on.
It probably has that message that you something detected. I'm deleting your hard drive. The only reason it hasn't deleted Skype yet is because you're using it. It's a file lock problem.
File in use. So this Alien was really good. I really enjoyed it. I haven't seen the original Alien movie in a long time, so... But we're still new to me. I was amazed at how similar the original Alien movie was to the latest Alien movie.
Prometheus?
Same. They get to this place and they go inside and they see the dude behind the scope. And someone experience with the end, it comes back on the ship and brings it back. It's like, this is very similar. So that's good. Do you like Simonson or you like Alien stuff? That one up.
What else you got?
I guess it's a mini comic. It's like a smaller comic from Retrofit Comics. It's called Phlox by L. Nichols. And this is a Retrofit prints out these monthly. Every month, I think they bring out a mini comic. This one is about. This is just one. It is about. It's a autobiographical book about a girl growing up and being very religious and realizing from a young age. Let me see when she says what age she was. She doesn't really say. Obviously, she's young. She was very young when she realized that she wasn't "quote unquote" normal. And so, this is talking about her experiences. And she was very religious; like she was involved with the church. She went to church camp, and she would constantly be praying, like to be fixed. Like she didn't want to be this way. So it's all of what she was going through at the time. So it's really well done and really interesting to see. Her experience was she draws herself like a doll with like button eyes, which it seems that's a popular thing to do in autobiographical comics is to draw yourself not human or differently.
Or how you see yourself.
It's kind of how you see yourself.
Little depressed boy. Everybody looks normal except for little depressed boy.
So she's like little depressed girl.
Yeah.
But it's really good. And it's actually, I guess it was collected online first at Chainsaw Comics. So if you want to check it out, you can go to Chainsaw Comics. It was really good, though. And this is, the only thing I didn't like about it is that this is just like chapter one or part one. So I'm like, oh man, I want to read the rest of it now. So hopefully it'll get collected at some point because I want to read the rest of it. And I think that's all the... good stuff I read. I did read Batman number 0.
That was good. The back part was better than the front part, I thought.
Did you? I think I liked the front part. But I liked the front part better.
Oh, I love the the history of the Robins much more.
They're both good. Just telling kind of the background of all characters, right?
So. Yeah. Can I try calling you back because you're coming in and out?
Yeah, drop me.
All right, drop you like a sack of potatoes. Let's try this. Hopefully we'll be able to get him back, huh, Micah?
Hopefully. That'd be really unfortunate. Just boom. No more Bill.
It was weird. He sounded fine, and then it just started to get choppy.
Started getting bad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Skype has a tendency of doing that. I don't know why. It's like it'll be fine, and then all of a sudden you'll just get like in this weird zone.
Well, I've noticed lately, and I didn't know. It's either me or it's something else, but during Geek Brunch and DC Noise, we'll be talking, and then I kind of lose everybody for, it's almost like a 3 or 4 second period, yeah, and it happens once per episode, like 2 hours in or something like that, and I don't know why it always happens, but...
It's because Skype hates you.
Yeah, it must be. Probably does some kind of like chunking algorithm or something to like process the file, right? You know, like it's doing it all in memory and then it's
saving it.
Flushing the buffer and incremental. And then we hit the 2 hour mark and it goes flush. It's all my CPU. I don't know.
It probably is what it is. You figured it out.
Winner.
I just have to rewrite the code.
Oh, yeah, that's easy.
That's open source, right?
I'm sure Skype is open source. Microsoft owns it now, so.
Do they own it?
Yep.
Microsoft, I can't keep track of these companies, who they're buying and selling.
It is fabulous, though, because it's free. Like,
now.
We don't pay for this. Well, then we'll have to start charging listeners.
That'll go over well.
Yeah, we'll have two. me and somebody else.
Like, oh, how much does this cost?
It's what? It's 99 cents a download. I ain't paying for this shit.
Well, like, new episode is free, but after a month, then we start charging for, like, the back episodes because, you know.
Yeah, it's a subscription service.
That'll go over well.
Yeah. You pay $5 for the whole year.
Or a dollar an episode. You pick, you know.
There you go.
Could do it over cell phones, but Bill has a flip phone still.
Yep. Way to go, Bill.
Bringing the show down. Way to kill the show.
I mean, there are other ways you do it. I can do it. Cannot talk. There are other ways that you can record conversations with people from far away, I guess.
There'll always be something.
What did you read that was bad? You said you said there was a couple that you didn't like.
I read what's it called? Blue Estate.
Oh, that's disappointing because I own those and I haven't read them yet.
Well, maybe you like them.
But I invested in 12 issues already or something like that.
Oh my goodness, Mike. You have a problem.
Well, I read the first issue and I thought I was okay. And then I got the trade for at a con for cheap, so because I wanted to see maybe it gets better, but I don't know.
No better.
It didn't do it for me.
Quick premise.
It's about this actor. He's like he looks like, what's that dude's name? David Carradine, is that his name?
Yeah, Kung Fu.
Yeah, the Kung Fu guy. He looks kind of like that, and he does like B movies, and he's married to this younger woman, and then it turns out that he's somehow involved with the mob, and the mob's like.
Of course he is.
What's it called when you're like cleaning money,
laundering it?
Laundering.
Yeah, washing it.
I'm not quite sure that's how it works exactly, but
so something about he's doing the laundry for the mob. no. So they're like laundering money through these B movies, or this B movie thing, and then the woman is involved with this other guy. I don't know. It's like a mob kind of crime kind of book.
That sounds fucking awesome. Money laundering, B films.
And there's strip club.
Oh hell yeah! I gotta read this. I gotta jump in on this sucker. You sold me already. You should actually be the promoter for that book.
There's a PI.
Oh, this is my alley.
But there's a PI who's like the bumbling son of the police chief.
Is he an alcoholic? The weird car.
No, he's like a nerd with curly hair and glasses. Fuck that.
This is fucking awesome. The more you dig in, I'm like, I like everything about it so far.
And there's like torture and.
Oh hell yeah!
There's murders. I guess I don't know. There's something about it. Maybe I need to read it again.
Well, if you didn't like it, it's not worth it. You shouldn't have to put yourself.
I think that's why I gave it another chance, because I'm like, it sounds like it should be good, but it just didn't work. It might work for you, it just didn't.
I think I'll go pull the first issue out and read it. We're going to Denver, so I might read it in the car.
You're on the way to Denver.
Yeah, I read a lot of the Zero issues. They're pretty good. I read that DC Universe Presents, which had OMAC. That was fucking awesome. But that was the only one that really stood out. The Mr. Terrific one was decent. What else did it have in it? The Hawk and Dove was horrible.
Oh.
I didn't like the Hawk and Dove at all.
Did Rob do that, or is he...
Yeah, I think it was Rob Liefeld plot with Marat Michaels art. The art wasn't bad. The story just was not very good. Then it had the Blackhawks. That was interesting. That was a pretty good Zero issue, but I always enjoyed the Blackhawks. And then the Dead Man one was really good. I enjoyed that one. And the last... overall, it was good. I liked the Dead Man. I liked the OMAC, the Blackhawks, and Mr. Miracle was decent.
I have an issue of a back issue that I was... got at a con that I was looking through, and they have a big long article on Dead Man.
Oh yeah, those are fascinating, man. I was reading I don't know how they find out this shit, but the latest one I'm reading, it has Warlord on the cover, and it's about issues that they produced that never came out.
Oh, interesting.
So they were interviewing Ramona Frieden. She's a pretty popular woman that did art in the Silver Age. She did like Metamorpho and a couple other things. Well, she did, I don't know if you ever heard of, which I think I own these books, but there was a Marvel book called The Cat, which was, she eventually becomes Tigra, you know? So it's the Cat, and then she becomes Hellcat in Defenders, and then becomes Tigra. Well, she did an issue that never got produced, and it was a really interesting article. And they had, I don't know how they dig these stuff up, but they dig out pages like from what her artwork, you know, her original artwork, never produced. They put them in the back issue magazine with all the little footnotes from the editor, like she needs to look more evil and this kind of stuff. And I'm like, this is awesome. Yeah, back issue is pretty badass.
Yeah, and that Dead Man article, I think it's like 20 pages. It's like, man, they really go in depth into
the
history of these characters.
I want to start. I'm going to start a new podcast based on old stuff.
And back issues podcast.
I am going to focus a lot on. I'm going to use that as an excuse to read through a lot of issues of back issue. And I have all these historical books that I need to read, like the DC history, you know, and the Marvel history, you know, Chronicles and stuff, and. It starts at the very beginning of the company and works its way through the years.
Mm-hmm.
That'll give me a good way to read all that shit. Plus, dig into my issues that I haven't read. And hopefully it won't make me want to buy more, because some of this shit just sounds so fucking interesting.
Hopefully it won't. Of course it will.
Of course it's going to make you want to buy everything, dude.
Even I do. You read one of these things, it's like, oh, man, I want to get some of those
Well, speaking
early
of,
Dead Man issues.
I read... Sword and Sorcery featuring Amethyst, number 0. This is one of the new 52. It was absolutely fantastic. I've been a fan of Aaron LaPriestie. I mean, I really like his art. He kicked ass on this. He's drawing fantasy. I even have an original commission from him where he did a Conan for me. And this book is awesome. It starts with this girl who's like an outcast in her school. You know, she's got the hair and she's not. And her mother's like moving her from town to town, kind of training her. And it's like, what the fuck are you training me for? Well, she takes her into Gem World and her sister is trying to kill her. And that's what she's trying to train her for. But wow. it was beautiful. And it got my curiosity because I've never read any Amethyst. And I noticed there's a showcase of her, you know, her book. She must have had quite a few stories because her showcase is pretty thick. I thought it would just be like, you know, 12 issues.
Mm-mm. Let me see. I have a bunch of Amethyst.
And the second story, so that who wrote this? I got to find out who. It's one of those ones where you like, I know LaPriestie did the artwork. Oh, it's Christy Marks. Hey, a female writer I loved. Hey, yay. Yay. And the second story was Tony Bedard, who I like a lot, and art by Jesus Cease, or Cease. And that was pretty decent. Not as good as the front, but that was a good number 0. Dan DiDio did Phantom Stranger. I loved it. I thought it was awesome. It kind of told the origin of the Spectre. And I'm glad they didn't change his costume because I love the Spectre's costume the way it is. But they related it to the Judas coins, so I thought that...
Who is the Spectre right now? Is it the old Spectre?
Yeah.
Okay.
But he's related to that new character they introduced in the free one, Pandora, and the Question. So they're like special deities that all are linked. And it's a pretty cool story, and I'm looking forward to seeing how that fleshes out. And if you remember in the Secret Origins... Do you remember that series back in the 80s or late 80s, early 90s called Secret Origins?
Yep.
And they had a Phantom Stranger one, and they did a really unique thing is they're like, who is this fucker? And we'll tell you like 4 possible origins, but you can pick which one you think is right. They actually have this one be like the Judas thing. So, you know, the Judas coins. So that was pretty cool. I like that. The I, Vampire number 0 told the backstory of Andrew Bennett and his lover. I guess she was in a well-to-do family, kind of like in Mozart's Sister, you know, a well-to-do family. What? That was a horrible movie. Did I say that? But he was in a good family, and he was in love with a girl that had no money. And he gets involved with the vampire, and then he leaves his true love to protect her. So I'm really curious now because I did buy I, Vampire trade paperback at Baltimore Con to, you know, the old stuff. I'm really curious to dig into that and see what the difference is. That'd be cool.
Amethyst had 36 issues, of which I have like 20-something of.
Are they good?
I don't know. I don't think I've read them.
I'm really curious because this really read really good. Why would they put a showcase out if it wasn't? I don't know. I got so much other stuff to read, though. I can't jump to the showcase.
What's the problem with those things?
I read The Crow number 2, but...
The new?
Yeah, it's the new Crow. I read number 1. I reviewed it on the show like 2 months ago.
Oh.
And it was... I guess I liked it at the time, but this one, I couldn't remember what the fuck happened in the first one. Just because of the sheer quantity that I read. But if I remember correctly, in the first one, it takes place in the future where there's this... They can actually take this... If you're rich enough, they can take... younger bodies and inject your soul into the younger body.
Yes.
And they take a fairly well-to-do girl and do that with one of the girl and the husband and the boyfriend try to go find her. They kill the boyfriend. He becomes the crow. And the father's kind of a mess because he just lost his daughter or thinks he lost his daughter. And then the second issue is kind of just about revenge. He's going after and killing people. But it's pretty decent. I think if I read it together, it would have read better. It would have been a better second issue. Any other books? Any bad things you read? Catwoman wasn't good. Wasn't good. Everything else was pretty decent. Action Comics Zero wasn't that good because it really didn't feel like a Zero issue. Batman and Robin, if you love Damian, oh, this is a hell of an issue. If you like Damian. Batwing number Zero is really good if you want to find more backstory about that character.
How was Batman and Robin, that series?
Oh, it's really good. Really good. If you like the Damian character, you'll like that series. This one's awesome because it shows he's growing up, you know, with the League of Assassins and his mother and Ra's al Ghul or whatever, and she trains him like constantly to fight and teaches him all kinds of stuff, makes him read everything that's available to make him. She wants him to be like the next Alexander the Great. You know what I mean? That's what her vision of her son is. And he's always like, well, tell me the story of my father. Let me know who my father is. And she says, no, I'm not going to let you know who your father is until you defeat me. So he's pretty badass. He defeated Talia like at age 10. I mean, that's pretty awesome. And it shows all his training, which is pretty cool. So it was a good Zero issue. The Flash is really good, but I'm just struggling because I love the old Rogue so much. That's like the old fart in me saying I don't like change, but I'm okay with change.
Wait, is it still those dudes from the future?
What is what in the future?
Is it still those guys from the future?
No.
I thought the Rogues were like
that one in the future was in the Flashpoint thing.
Oh,
this one the Rogues are, they look much younger than their previous incarnation, like they're in their late 20s maybe, and they ran into some thing where they became their powers are more organic. In other words, Captain Cold could shoot cold beams from his arms and shit now, and Heat Wave is the same way, the Weather Wizard's the same way, so they're not like technologists anymore. Yeah, and their costumes have really gone to shit. And Golden Glider was always badass. She'd have that little mini skirt, you know, that the Golden Glider was Captain Cold's sister, and she'd have the ice skates all the time. And it's one of the 35-cent comics covers that I always remember, the Golden Glider with that ringmaster or whoever the ring guy was. But she's more like a vision. Like you know how the Vision can, like, she's like transparent, like nobody can touch her. But she can like phase in and do certain things, like give you a heart attack or such.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I don't care for that power manipulation. But they're not like the. It's not that it's written bad. It's just that they're playing with something that I really like, and I'm not liking the journey, I guess.
See, I thought they were from the future because their costumes are stupid.
Yeah, their costumes are real. They've really gone to shit. Because I think the original Rogues Gallery were some of the best costumes in comics. I love the Captain Cold costume. Captain Boomerang is fucking badass. They've at least kept his costume intact, even though he's not a rogue yet.
So does Captain Boomerang Jr. no longer exist, I'm guessing?
In this new universe, no.
Okay.
And then Mirror Master's costume's still intact. Weather Wizard looks, Trickster didn't change at all, but he's the younger Trickster. You know that one that was around?
Yeah, the kid
Trickster. Yeah, the kid Trickster. Heatwave and Captain Cold are the ones that were, and Golden Glider are the ones that were manipulated an awful lot. But it's still real written, and I appreciate what the writers are trying to do. It's just, and Barry, to me, as much as I love the Flash and the old Flash, he's still so dry. Like,
I don't like Barry.
His personality is just not close to Wally's. I mean, I've read a lot of Flash back from 20 Cent, and he was my favorite character, but mostly because of his powers, and it was never for his personality. And then when Wally came along, it was all personality. That's what I loved about the Flash, was how he dealt with situations, and he seemed more humane and human. And now that Barry's there, it's just, I don't know, he's so flat, two-dimensional.
It's weird, because they could make him a more interesting character. They just choose not to. I don't know why that is.
Maybe they're taking steps to it. It's just happening so slow in the New 52 that it's hard to see. The same with Clark.
Oh, dude.
I hated the fact that they made... The one character that I liked in Action Comics was the old woman that was renting out the room to.
Oh, his
and the fact that awesome. They turned the landlady into fucking Mrs. Mixelplick or whatever the fuck it is.
Wait, really?
Yes, she's from the universe, the fifth dimension.
Wow. I'm,
fuck. The one thing that I was grounded that made him seem like a human being, they just took away from me. So I was pretty pissed off about that. Justice League number 12, they made a lot of press, like, thinking it was a big deal that Wonder Woman and Superman kiss. It didn't seem that, you know. I read it, and I didn't feel it. I wasn't there. The kiss didn't... It seemed very shallow and didn't need to happen.
There's a marketing gimmick for you.
Yeah.
Felt very gimmicky.
So TV, anybody watching anything? There's a lot of new shows out.
I watch a lot of pilots because I find them interesting, but I don't like TV shows. Like, I'm not going to watch any of these things on a regular basis. There's 22 episodes. They're going to spin their wheels for like an entire season and nothing's going to happen. So I watched Elementary and it's a procedural. Like, that's the new Sherlock Holmes show.
Yeah, I want to see that.
It's
Lucy Liu, right?
Lucy Liu and what's this dude with three names? Johnny Lee Miller. He plays Sherlock and Lucy Liu plays his sober life coach, which is like a funny twist or whatever. And like, see, like, and she's a good character and he's fine, but like, you don't feel like he's Sherlock. You feel like he's like from The Mentalist or from any of the other CBS shows where, like, you know, the main character detective who's a police consultant who's also really, really smart shows up and looks at a crime scene and squints a bunch, lots of squinting going on, and then goes, aha, I know what happened, right? And there's nothing wrong with that. It's just that it's what all these shows are. And so,
especially when you're coming on the heels of the British.
Yeah, but no one cares about that.
That knocked it out of the park, though.
I mean, it's good, but like in America,
No one watching Elementary has seen it. So.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, the audience for Elementary doesn't even know Sherlock exists. I'm like, what is that? I don't know. And the thing is, the show's going to do well because, like, Johnny Lee Miller is charming enough, and Lucy Liu is like a good actress, and so the two of them together have good chemistry, and it works. And there is, at least in the pilot, there is none of that. There's no will they, won't they, or whatever. So that's cool. I mean, give it 3 years, and that'll show up. But like, it's a. I think they'll go through the whole first season without doing it, depending on how the ratings go, and then. Like, it's a procedural, right? So there's a crime. It's a pretty good crime, but, like, nothing that makes you go, only Sherlock Holmes, the world's smartest detective, is going to figure this out. And so... But whatever. It's a show. It'll be successful. People will like it a lot. And it'll be on the air for the next 10 years. So, Maybe.
I don't think so.
You don't think so? How long was the mental?
But are you jumping off? You're done.
Oh yeah, I'm not watching this. I don't watch procedurals.
Yeah, Mentalist was pilot for 20 years. So.
Like, let's see, The Mentalist.
That's probably 6 or so years.
Oh,
I thought it's only 3.
Dude, it's only like 2008, so not that long. 4 years.
4 years.
Yep.
I watched some show with aliens.
Oh, which one did you watch?
I don't know. Not a serious one. A comedy, a sitcom with aliens living next door.
Oh, The Neighbors?
Yeah, The Neighbors.
What the fuck? Is that any good? It looks terrible. The trailer I saw looked awful.
It wasn't horrible. I mean, it wasn't great. I said to watch it just because I wanted to see where... I don't really know where they're going to go with the series. Like, in watching the pilot, they set up the story. So it's these aliens land on the planet, and they have this device. They're supposed to check out the planet and then report back to the home planet. And they have this device that the home planet is supposed to contact them, but they haven't contacted them for the last 10 years. So they've been living in this subdivision that they own all the houses. And then the story is that, I don't even remember, for some reason one of the houses becomes free and new people, humans move in. So now they have humans in their neighborhood, so they have to
pretend to be human.
The wacky hijinks of the humans living among the aliens.
And then I see in the commercial there was like Asian kid named Dick Butkus. And like,
yeah, they took like names of sports people.
Yeah.
So they all have hilarious sports.
What network is that one on?
I have no idea.
ABC, I'm pretty sure.
It's on TiVo.
I saw the commercial I got the commercial on watching during another ABC broadcast.
I haven't even heard of it.
It'll be gone before you...
It'll be gone before you think about it. Yeah, don't get attached. Like, I just know the joke was like, they all had, like, yeah, athlete names.
Yeah, there's Jackie Joyner Kersee and...
Yeah.
Dick Butkus is a hilarious joke.
Yeah, because one, he looks nothing like Dick Butkus, and two, Dick Butkus is a funny name to begin with. And right. So that gets plenty of laughs.
Check marks in all columns.
Every single one. Like, it's great. So, like, that's funny. Not really. But the commercial was stupid. And I figure the show won't be on the air for, like, give it more than 2 or 3 weeks.
Yeah, I'm not sure where they're going to go from here. I mean, I don't know. I guess it's just ongoing hijinks.
More of that? Like, is that going to be the joke? Like, they sleep in pods because they're not, like, regular people or something, you know?
Mm-hmm. To watch anything else?
The Last Resort pilot.
What was that?
The Last Resort. That's the one with the sub that runs away.
Oh, how was that? Because they've been advertising that at theaters.
Pilot's really good. It's just that there's no way that... Well, maybe not no way, but...
Yeah, the concept seems like it'll last 3 episodes.
Yeah, something. Like, how does... Like, I watched it and was like, that was kind of fun. How the fuck does this last for, like, an entire year, you know?
Where are they going to go?
Where do you go with this? Not far, right? Like, they have there's a nuclear sub, and then, like, the black dude is all like, that's a stupid decision. And then, like, the white girl is like, but what do we do? Like, but that's our orders. He's like, but those are stupid orders, and we can't just blow shit up. Also, Pakistan gets blown up at some point in time, so that's fun. But it doesn't matter to the rest of the plot, actually. And then, like, the other people on the ship are like, do we listen to our captain, or do we follow like mutiny? But no, because the captain made the right and noble decision, and so forth. And that's the show. And it's like sort of intriguing, but I have no clue how the show goes on the air for another like 20 episodes a season for another 5 years. You know, because like the thing is, if it's successful, they don't ever, you know, solve it, right? Like, if the show has really high ratings, then it stays on the TV, it stays on air for the next 5 years, right? And then, so they're going to be stuck on, like, they're going to be on an island for 5 years with a nuclear sub? Like, is that how this works? There's just no way, like, it seems like they didn't think this out all the way through.
Hey, there's been plenty of shows with people stuck on an island for 5 years.
That was the point of the show, though. The point of this show seems to be there's a nuclear sub. Like, if they get stuck on this island, at what point in time does, like, the American military say, all right, fuck this shit then, and then handle it their own self, or, you know? I feel like there's a definite end date to this story. Unless it goes really weird, and they turn out they find an alternate dimension, and there's a smoke monster, and it's really something else happening. But
yeah, they'll figure something out.
You know what? They'll figure it out. I just won't be watching it until I hear, like, 2 years from now, the show is really, really fucking good. And then I'll catch up on, like, you know, syndication, watching it out of order like I did Lost. So. And what else was there? There's another show I watched. No idea what it is now. So don't watch that one.
I haven't watched anything new, but I did watch The Office pilot. I thought that was pretty funny. They introduced two new characters, and one of them looks like Dwight. I thought that was hilarious. What's his name comes in and says, I want to call you Plop, and you Fart. Because when you're in the toilet, you make a lot of plopping noises. It's so bathroom humor that makes me laugh.
The one dude is he's the dude from Hot Tub Time Machine.
Yeah. The one that looks like Dwight. Dwight was being really creepy, man. He was like, he wanted to adopt him as a son and shit. I mean, that was just weird. And then when they're walking the rope was hilarious. Where he walks across that rope. What is it called?
Oh, that was the funniest goddamn thing.
Yeah.
Physical comedy. Masterful physical comedy.
Oh, yeah, because he couldn't even make it 2 steps onto the rope.
So they show him, he's trying to cross, they're doing like a tightrope thing. It's only like about 2 feet off the ground. And they showed Dwight was trying to go across and he couldn't. So they just keep showing him falling hilarious ways.
And he was all bloody, too.
Yeah, it's the most basal, like, physical comedy, but it's just hilarious.
And then he tries to bike from building to building. He makes that lever off of the printer in the bike. Did you see when he tried to paddle across the...
He hit a bike and then he was going to take a bike across this rope and then to counterbalance it, he put a printer underneath it, like hanging under.
Doesn't make any sense.
The best thing is, like, paper was coming out of the printer.
You know what amazes me is a lot of people say that's outlived its welcome, but I still find it funny. Do you know what I mean?
I think I'm one of the few people who liked last season.
I liked last season.
Just because it's so out there.
Not one of the few, because the show's still on TV. Like, if it was that, like, you know.
Just well, people are still watching it. That doesn't mean they like it, though.
I'm still enjoying it. I find it hilarious, because as long as you have Jim and Dwight, I think I'm good. Because those are the guys that really make me laugh. And all I need is 2 seconds of Creed saying something fucking stupid. And I just, like, laugh my ass off. Because that guy's creepy as shit.
I mean, he said something on... He was either the pilot or the next one.
He said something when what's-his-name was biking across the... He said, this working for a dog food company is just crazy. He doesn't even know where he works. He's quality assurance, and he doesn't know they do paper. He thinks he works for a dog food company. That guy's one messed up dude. But I enjoy The Office. It's good. It's the only new show I watched, and I watched some more Toy Hunter.
Ooh, no, I watched a new show. I watched Turtles. There's a new Turtles cartoon out.
I have that on TiVo. I haven't watched it yet.
It's
I'm hearing good things.
It's good. I like it, but I'm predisposed. I mean, I like Turtles.
Did you get those? You got some Turtles for your birthday.
Yep.
Were they from the new?
They're from the new show.
Yeah.
And they're actually really good toys. Like, they're well-designed toys. They're not... It isn't just one mold with 4 different color schemes. So that's impressive. So it's just what you get. A lot of times what you get is... Anything really, is you get one toy with a billion turtle with a billion different color schemes.
And different like Transformers.
Yeah. But this one, like the turtles are different sizes and different shapes in a way. So, like, good toys. thought went into it. But the show is good. I mean, it's a turtle show. Like, there's nothing to really say. Like, there are four turtles. The character design is good. Like, they all have, like, somewhat, like, battle damage, I guess.
So is the show more serious or more comedy?
Nah. Nope. It's a joke.
Yeah.
Which is good for me. Like, I'm fine with that.
Well, it's on Nickelodeon, right?
Mm-hmm. Like, it feels... It's not... I don't know how to describe it. It feels like it knows what it wants to be. And, like, I guess, like, the biggest complaint about the last Turtles cartoon was that it kind of tried to waffle a little bit much between somewhat serious stuff and then... I mean, it found its way, like, 3 years into the show, but, like, in the beginning, they tried to make it a little edgier.
Satisfy both sides.
Satisfy both sides. And eventually, they found a groove that worked for them. But, and like, it was kind of a rough start to the old series, in that, like, they tried to make it too serious, but make stupid jokes all the time, so. And by too serious, I mean, like, too serious for a Fox Morning cartoon. So, like, not that serious at all, but, like, the tone was a little grittier.
Is it called Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, or?
Sure is. Because, you know, names. Yeah, it's just called Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Well, I didn't know if it was, like, TNMT or whatever.
No, yeah, like, this, like, it's, I don't even know what all the shows are called. Like, there's Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. There's, that's the same one as, they've all had the same name. They've all been called Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Interesting. God, how do you tell them apart? You have to go, like, the 87 series or, like, the mid-2000s series, I guess. Who knows? Yeah, this show is noticeably sillier. Like, the character, like, they have, like, it's CG, but at different points in time, they get, like, anime eyes. Like something weird will happen, and then they're, like, one of the characters will get, like, the big, stupid anime eyes on their face. Like, it's part of the joke. Sort of like Teen Titans, you know, would do occasionally.
Yeah, all the new cartoons premiered, but I haven't seen them. I'm so far behind. I don't realize how many Young Justice I missed. Like, there was one with Impulse that had Impulse, Kid Flash, and Dick Garrett.
Yeah, that one was good.
I just saw that recently, and that was, like, not the final one. So
wait,
it's like,
is the show back on TV now?
Yeah, it's back on.
Oh, because they had, like, a mid-season break forever.
Right. So Green Lantern kicked off again. Young Justice kicked off again. I think Star Wars Clone Wars kicked off again.
That's back.
So.
Oh, my God. Fuck TV. This is
too much.
I recorded that new Favreau or whatever TV show and didn't watch it.
What is it?
I thought it was that post-apocalyptic where electricity goes away.
Revolution?
Yeah.
Is he doing that? I have no idea.
I thought so, but I recorded those. I have two of them I haven't watched yet.
I don't know if I set it to record that one.
I still got to finish True Blood. I mean, shit. Now that I have Netflix, it introduces a whole new, like, not watching TV when it's aired. The only thing is you're not guaranteed whatever they put out there, but I still got to finish Breaking Bad. I love that show.
Well, you can wait. Just hold off.
Well, I'm in season 2 about midway now. And they're short seasons. They're short seasons. So I'll be in season 3 in no time.
Yeah, but like this, like season, what is it, season 4 or 5? It's split up into like two halves of the season. And they just finished like the first half of it. And the next half doesn't show up until like a little bit later, so. It's like next year, I think.
So, anything else? Toy Hunter had some interesting Batman toys that actually had some of them.
I think the only Batman toy I've ever owned was the Batmobile from, like, Batman Forever.
Ah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I am woefully lacking on Batman toys. I have a Man of Bats. Does that count?
It's one of the hardest things that I've quit, that, you know, went cold turkey on, that I have a hard time with. That and the statues, like this latest preview order, like the ECBS, it's the lowest order I've ever done, but it could have been the highest because it had two statues I wanted so bad. I was like, it had a Harley, and I can't remember who the other one, but the full girl statues, and then it had a Supergirl statue and a Shazam statue that I wanted really, really bad. So that would have another, you know, $200 in, but I decided I just don't got the room, and man, but it is so hard. It is really hard. Because I, like, look at them all the time, and I'm like, ah! Especially the Harley statues. There's, I really have a thing for Harlequin, and damn it. It's very frustrating.
Now you're wondering if you made the wrong decision.
Well, I feel... I just got to get over it, man.
Yeah. You should, like, allow yourself, like, one a year or something.
No, you don't understand. That doesn't, that philosophy does not work.
Doesn't work. That'll just start the ball rolling.
I have, like, this completist thing. It's all or nothing. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, but statues are...
I really wish I could wing myself to that mentality. Like, say, oh, maybe I'll just collect the Harley statues. And if a Harley statue comes out, I'll treat myself. But I can't! Those CoverGirl statues, I'm really addicted to.
The CoverGirl.
Yeah, they're $99 a shot. So with CBS, you know, they're 70-something. But
yeah. You should pick a less popular character. You should, like, I will only ever buy fire and ice statues. That way...
Those have never come out. What are you talking about?
Exactly. Then you win. Much easier on you.
Yeah, I don't have that problem with statues. Because the big ones are too expensive for me. And then the busts, I just get... Like, I don't collect any specific series. Just if there's one I like, I get it.
See, I don't want busts. I just want statues of things. And they're all so expensive, so I don't buy
them. And they're expensive and they take up a lot of room. But that is a good way of limiting yourself.
Movie-wise, I just watched Dread, and I watched some shitty movies that I don't even want to mention.
It's so bad.
The torture continues.
Yeah. I'm not going to watch any... Well, the next batch isn't too bad. It's The Gray, which is a Liam Neeson movie. How bad can that be?
It's not bad.
That was my pick. I had to pick something that was popular, I guess. Or at the theaters. Shown at the theater.
Yeah.
And then, God, I can't remember what Daryl picked a Australian movie, but it's supposed to be like Red Dawn in Australia. So that sounds interesting. At least the premise does to me. And I can't remember. Oh, Keith picked Itchy or Itchy.
Like Itchy and Scratchy?
No, like the Japanese one. No, he didn't pick that one.
Wait.
There's another Ichi.
The Bon Samurai movie with the girl?
Yeah, it has a girl.
I've seen that one. I own that movie, actually.
It must be good, then.
I mean, I like it, but I like those movies in general, so like...
How do you spell that?
I-C-H-I.
Ichi, it's hard to find. Killer?
Yeah, not Ichi the Killer. That's a different movie. It's a lot more bloody than Ichi from 2008. It's like a sequel to the Zatto Ichi movies by Beat Takeshi or whatever. So,
I would rather watch the Ichi the Killer.
You pick that one for next time. Has any of the other ones seen it?
No. The only thing is I don't like to watch subtitles. I got to get away from the subtitles for a while. We've had too many of them. Because it's not like if you watch a bad movie with subtitles, it's even worse because you can't like turn your head away.
So no,
yeah, because you missed half the dialogue or you got to read the dialogue. But with like my bad movie, Bounty Hunter, you could watch it and be doing something else at the same time. And you get the whole gist of the movie. So I'd rather have that kind of movie where I could watch through the corner of my eye and not get sucked in than something
just,
that's bad.
Just
that's
learn
a foreign movie.
A bunch of different languages.
Yeah, that's an option. Yeah, I guess I'm going to stick with the new Fantastic Four number ones, and that's about it. And a couple of the Avengers, yeah.
Yeah, I looked at that whole list, and there's nothing that jumps out to me that says I want to, like, I need that book or whatever.
And there's a couple of books that I'm still sticking with, but they're ending, like Winter Soldier and X-Men, and you know, they're gonna phase those books out eventually. Scarlet Spider will be done in a while. Amazing Spider-Man, I'm getting, but I'm hearing it's going to number one too after
really?
700. Yeah,
that's weird. This is taking like a lot of books I don't care about.
That's another thing is I've been trying to write down like the titles in this order, like 3 out of 5s, 4 out of 5s, and 5 out of 5s, and then ones that are just bad below that. And then the three out of 5s, if I could take a lot of those and cut them out. The only thing is I still want to be a completist within the DC universe, and there's in the DC universe there's at least 10 titles that I, you know, that I easily could get rid of and would miss. But I still want to know about. Do you know what I mean? I still want to know how the universe is working. This one guy that's twittering right now is twittering a whole history of the New 52, which is absolutely fascinating.
Hmm.
He's like, you know, making a chronological
timeline.
Yeah, timeline is awesome.
Interesting.
And I'm like following along with that as I read, and I find, you know, it says in this year this happened, and this year that happened, and it goes back, and it's using a lot of references from Shade because Shade is going through history. You know, they're retelling his origin, and Shade was really awesome. But yeah, I'm trying to lower like new number ones on my next order are like really low, at an all-time low. It's like I tried Judge Dredd and man, there was very little that I jumped on board for. So I'm using that strategy too, is lower the new book intake, you know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then a couple of the Marvels are just being replaced with other Marvels, so I'm not really gaining there. But there was a lot of books that I was interested in that I just passed on because I'm working so many hours that I just I can't read all this shit. I just can't. I got to get down to probably realistically 100 books because I easily read about 20 to 40 on Saturday and Sunday. And during the week, I try to read 3 to 5, depending, I mean, each day, you know, about 3 books a night on average. But sometimes I'm just too exhausted and I don't feel like reading. I'll just read something and then go to sleep. Like I come home late, go to sleep. Eat and go to sleep. That's not a good thing to do, right?
That's a fun life.
You're not supposed to, but like, it won't kill you until it does.
I hope not. So that's it on TV and movies, it sounds like.
Yep.
If I had to make recommendations for people, I would say go check out Phantom Stranger from DC, Amethyst. I really like that. From Marvel, or from check out Zenoscope, that God Will. That's a lot of fun if you like Greek and Roman shit. And from Marvel, I don't know what it was, the highlight. Everything's being canceled, so don't check out anything.
Go to your local library and pick up a copy of Young Avengers, The Children's Crusade. Because it's free at the library. It's supposed to $35.
Yeah, read the Avengers and stuff, but I can't say read it for the new one because I'm reading the old one. But I did read Black Kiss number 2. Man, that is a nasty ass book. It's got all kinds of penises.
Oh, really? All kinds?
Oh, yeah. Well, it opens up where this dude is screwing this chick. And then there's this, I don't know, it's so confusing. There's like a movie going on, and all of a sudden there's this creature on the screen, like some kind of succubus or something. And it literally has, like, around her waist, like an octopus, except they're penises. There's, like, 10 penises, and it's, like, stabbing the dudes in the ass and the women in the vagina, and it's fucking crazy. And some of it's going into some people's mouths. And then they all come out of the Nickelodeon like nothing happened, and I don't understand what they're trying to say there. And then it goes into the Titanic. Okay, so I understand the Titanic, right? The Titanic sinks, and there's like this line of dudes, and they're in front of a door, and they're like, okay, they like send one dude in and another dude, and they're all having sex with one chick, and then they leave and then get in line again, and then they hit the iceberg, and all hell breaks loose. Everybody's panicking. This one dude is running, and he runs into this B-71 room, and there's a succubus in there, and then she kind of has sex with him, but it's weird because he doesn't have sex with her, but she like looks like she's screwing him in the butt or something, and he becomes some kind of vampire. I guess that's the story, but it's crazy. Howard Chaykin.
That's not weird at all.
It's crazy shit. Bill would like it, man.
Sounds kind of boring.
He'd like the art.
Really, nothing happens in that book.
But it has penis, so.
Yeah, I never got on board with Black Kiss. I remember when the first series came out.
I'm interested in the first Black Kiss just because this one's so weird. I want to understand it.
But that would be nice.
I guess the second part of the story was much more understandable than the first part. Like, I wonder what they were trying to say about that weird...
I didn't know that was that crazy.
That weird creature coming out of the Nickelodeon theater and screwing everybody. And then everybody, like, leaving, and it just appeared like normal. I don't understand what they were getting across there. That was very weird. The art is amazing, though. I've always liked Howard Chaykin art.
Yeah, so do I.
People say there's good Howard Chaykin and bad art. The bullshit. You could look at a panel and know it's Howard Chaykin, regardless of any year you look at it. So, I don't know if you want to wrap this one up, but if you don't, I have to leave. So,
we can wrap it up.
Yep, I think we're done.
All right.
I'll talk about my German food next episode.
Well, go ahead and quickly talk about it.
Oh, I went to a German restaurant last weekend with my coworkers. It's like a big, like, actual authentic German food. And it was good in German. I got, I only had salmon and rice and stuff and potato pancakes. But, like, Claire got vegetable strudels that were really good. And some of the other people got, like, this one dish where it's, like, it's pork. It's kind of like fried, but it's stuffed with ham and cheese. And then there's another dish where it's like sort of like this big beef thing. And then it's stuffed with bacon and some other kind of meat. And there's a pickle inside of it too. It's kind of weird. But like there's all these dishes that are like meat stuffed with other meat.
Lots of stuffing going on.
Yeah, lots of stuffing happening. The big sausages, those were not, you know, I didn't have one, but other people did because I was full off of my food. And then we had lots of beer. Big glasses of beer.
Is that really what you did for your birthday?
No, that was before my birthday. Birthday, Claire made dinner. Claire made, like, buttermilk roasted chicken and, like, home, like, oven fries and mashed potatoes and lima beans. And then we had wine, and then we had chocolate wine, which is surprisingly good. It's like chocolate milk, but it tastes like chocolate milk, except for it's wine. And it's weird.
That sounds disgusting.
It's actually good. Like, it's hard. It sounds awful, but, like, try it once. Just go to the store and find it and try it. It's not bad. Yeah. That's what we have for my. That's what we did for my birthday. And then she made me a cake. It was, like, a lemon cake with, like, lemon zest cream cheese filling, and then vanilla bean icing on top, made nice. From actual vanilla beans.
Nice. How old did you turn? 12?
26.
Oh, okay. You're 26. still a baby.
It's quite young. I'm old. I'm over here dying.
26. Damn.
Yep.
I don't even know how old I am anymore. I just
already stop counting.
Well, you're there's at no least like 40 something because
I'm 43.
I remember I keep track of you guys because you guys I think started dating the year I was born or something like that. It's something absurd.
The year Top Gun came out.
Was that 86?
87.
87. Okay, see, I was born in 86, so you guys started dating the year after I was born.
I was 86? I graduated in 87. Barb's yelling at me. It's 86.
Oh, see, you started dating in 86. I was born in 86, and so that's how I keep...
What I should have did is Google Top Gun. That's... at least have a reference.
Yeah, that was definitely 80. Yeah, well, that was an 80.
86.
86.
Yeah. Wow, Top Gun. That's your
reference. I know. That's what I'm saying. I should always use Top Gun as my reference. It's eternity. All right. Well, you can reach us at geekbrunchpodcast.com. You could join our Facebook page if you search for Geek Brunch Podcast and click the like button. And we have emails, Mike, Micah, and Bill at comicbooknoise.com. We also have Twitters at dbm00do_what and Mike Myers Brunch. We got a forum for geeks. Scroll down to Geek Brunch. And I think that's about it, is it? Oh, this was
Brunch
number 168.
Yeah. Woohoo!
Leave an iTunes review. We could use another one of those. We haven't got...
That's like six more.
Eight
at months? Least six more.
Yeah.
We could use six more.
We could use six more. My next episode.
You got 2 weeks. It shouldn't be that hard.
Yep.
Unless you're like me and you don't actually use iTunes. But everyone uses iTunes except for me, so go ahead and do it.
All
right. It's free.
Yes, it's free.
All right, we done?
Yep, we're done. Have a good weekend, guys. Right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye. Yeah.